Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Good afternoon. We started the Mishnah Lamed Hey Amud Aleph from Pesachim. The Mishnah lists off the chamesh shmini dog, and what do they have in common? So the Gemara says the bolei dechimutz. When you mix flour with water, sometimes the reaction depends what the flour is made from. If it's made from kidneys, then the Gemara calls the reaction sirchon. When it's made from chamesh shmini dog, then it's bolei dechimutz. Two different reactions. So in the Oriz V'dechem was a machlokes hatanoim, a Rebbechem Benuri in the Rabbanon, and the Yushalmi and Chala says that they experimented, they tried it out, and there was a reaction. It was halfway in between chimutz and sirchon, and that was a machlokes. Where do you draw the lines? When is it considered chimutz and when is it considered sirchon? We draw the chameshes mini dog, and so in school they teach us that it's wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. The wheat is chita, chita is wheat, and saorim is barley, yeah. Spelt, I think, is winter wheat. Same thing as wheat, okay. And then the others, oats and rye, are questionable in the new commentary on Mishnayos that they have. So he quotes from Felix, who put out a book on vegetables, Bizman HaTanayim, who put out a book on animals, Bizman HaTanayim. So he quotes that there are those who claim that oats are not really from the chameshes mini dogan. They point out that the word that Rashi gives you, a French word, the word that Rashi gives you for shibor l'shual is oats. So Rashi held that it was oats. But a lot of the scientists think that that oats is not bole de chimot, and it's something else. People who have an allergy to gluten will make, they buy matzahs that are made from British oats. Apparently, the British oats are different from American oats and Israeli oats, that it has hardly any gluten at all. The American oats and the Israeli oats are already... they have been, apparently, that's what the botanists claim, that it's been already blended in with wheat. There's so many generations, so it's already half like wheat. So that's why they showed Rav Al-Yashiv, they mixed the oat meal with water, and they let it rise, and they asked Rav Al-Yashiv, he said that that's called chimutz. That's bodei dechimutz, but they showed him Israeli oats. They didn't show him British oats. That's the shot. Maybe British oats, not bodei dechimutz. That's a question. So those who have this problem, those who are allergic to gluten, and on Pesach night, they'll use all year long, they don't look for trouble, so they don't eat it. And on Pesach night, they're machmet to eat the British matzahs made from flour from British oats. That's a question. Is it really right that they say hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and they say al achilas matzah? Maybe it's not from the chamesh mini dogan. So they should really listen to someone else say the bracha. And then the shayla and the birchas hamazon also. If they're supposed to say barnefashis at the end, is it like a vegetable? Or is it maybe this is a chameshis minidong? So that says, should really listen to someone else say the birchas hamazon. The yotze with someone else. The other person ate regular matzahs. Okay. Rye is also a question. So apparently the regular rye, the rye bread that we get, I think they say that most of the rye is blended in with wheat. So it's hamotzi because of the wheat shabbat. But if you would have only rye, that would be very questionable. Okay. So there's a Mishnah in Chala. Tosis quotes, a Mishnah in Chala says, Ola chamesh is min dog, and I'm starting zem zet to have a chiv chala. The chiv chala is only if you have isas midbar. In midbar, they had asiris or eifo. Omer lagul goylus, how much as asiris or eifa? So that's the Gemara says mem gimel beitzim lechemish beitza. That's 43.2 beitzim. Yeah, so you have to have a minimum. The Meforshim Amishnayis point that the word chala begematria ches lamene is 43. So that's an easy way to remember mem gimel beitzim lechemish beitzim. Many years ago, before Moshe Feinstein came to America, the big posik in New York was Rabbi Henkin. So he printed, he used to run the Ezra's Torah, That was a tzedakah organization to help Talmidei Chachamim who came to America and then who in Europe and Eretz Yisrael, different Talmidei Chachamim. So Rav Henkin was the big pesach in America. So he said he thinks it's something between 3 and 5 pounds of flour. If you mix 3 pounds of flour with water, then you mafish challah b'li bracha. And if you mix 5 pounds of flour with water, then you mafish challah with a bracha. Fine. So you have to have a minimum shear. So the Mishnah says in challah, bechameshes minei dogan, chita sorim, and so on. Everything, they're all mitzvah from zemza. Everything is mitzvah from zemza. Here the Gemara says, a braisa tana. We have a braisa that some of them are mitzvah from zemza, some of them are not mitzvah from zemza. So it's a problem. It contradicts the Mishnah in challah. So Rashi writes over here, some are mitzvah, some are not. Legabi truma. You can't be mafresh truma mimin al shein amino. Let's say I have apples and I have pears that grew on a tree. So I have 100 bushels of apples, 100 bushels of pear. So instead of being mafresh from the apples on the apples and the pears on the pears, I'll be mafresh. I like apples better than pears. So I'll be mafresh everything from the pears, both on the pears and on the apples. So that's not proper. You have to be mafresh mimin al mina. You have to be mafresh from the apples on the apples, from the pears on the pears. I think it's not even chal b'diyeh, but if you mafresh mimin al shein amina. So that's Tosfos Taina against Rashi. How can Rashi say over here the chitim and kusmim amitztar from zem zeh, whatever. Tosfos says against the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis say that by truma, you can't be mafresh mimin al shein amina. So Tosfos says it cannot be. The Brisa here is talking about challah. So some of them are mitztarfim, some of them are not mitztarfim. So that's in stira to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in challah, everything is mitztarf with everything else. So Tosfos quotes the answer from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, kam b'noshuch, kam b'bolul. What does it mean, noshuch and bolul? Bolul means if you have flour from wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt, everything all together, they mixed it all together, they made one big blila, one big lisha, then everything is mitztarfim zemze. That's bolul. But noshech means I made. So let's say I have, wheat flour, normal flours from wheat. So I have flour from wheat, and I have, 2 pounds of flour. I made one isa, 2 pounds of flour mixed with water. I have a whole dough. Then I have another one that's 2 pounds of flour. Another one is 2 pounds of flour. So this is not chayv. That's not chayv. That's not chayv. If you put the two together, two and two together, two and two is not always four. If they're together in such a way, you're stuck together that if now you want to separate them, it'll be noshuch, means when I'll separate them, I'll be ripping off part of the dough from the other one, ripping off part of the dough from this isa, because I stuck them together so well. If you just have them touching each other, not even biting into each other, then they're not mitztarfim yachad. But if you have them attached to each other in such a way that if you want to separate it, one of the two batches of dough will rip off from the other one, that's kam benashuch, so then they're mitztarfim yachad, only if it's the same min. If it's two different min, I'm not. But if you made one big blila, you made one big dough from everything all together, then all the chameshes min dog and I'm mitztarfim yachad, yeah. We paskin la locha that not only noshuch, we paskin that asal mitzarfan lechala. That's a mishnah de'af. Let's say I baked, this comes up every so often. Let's say someone baked cookies or challahs, whatever, with only 2 pounds of flour. So it's not even enough for a shear. B'li bracha. You have to have between 3 and 5 pounds of flour as a sofik shear. 5 pounds of flour is a vada shear. So let's say someone made 2 pounds of flour and they baked it and they put it in a container. And then they baked another. Then they took another 2 pounds of flour. They made a lisha later, 2 pounds of flour. They baked it and made challahs or cookies, whatever. After they finished baking it, they put it in the same container. So now you have 4 pounds together. So that's the Mishnah quotes that Tana who says, af haroidem and osam asal, even if you already baked it and you put it into a basket, hasal mitzarf on lechala. It's mitzarf everything together. There is an opinion only. There is, I think, the Shilta's of the opinion. Af haroida v'nosan l'sal asal tziruf sal only works to be mechayiv and chala. If you put it all in the same basket, the same sal, when it's burning hot, I just took it out straight from the oven. Ridias apas. Ridias apas is in the days of the Tanaim, they would put the raw dough from the challah stuck on the sides, on the walls of the oven, on the top of the, on the roof of the oven, on the floor and on the back. And then when everything would be fully baked, they would scrape it off. And if you don't scrape it off, it's going to get burnt to a crisp. So that's Ridias apas. So af haroidim and osin the sal, ba'odo cham. That's how the Shultas, I think, presents it. Asal matzar from lechale, when you do the gemar ha'afia. But in Shulchan Aruch, we're machmer not like that opinion. We're machmer that even if I already put it in the freezer, and then I made some more, it's cold already, it's freezing. And then I make some more cookies, I make some more challah, and I put it in the same basket, and then I make some, I put it in the same container. Even if it's not while it's burning hot, there's a din asal matzar from lechale. There's a machlokes achreinim. What if I have different kinds? I have cookies with chocolate streaks in, and I have cookies with vanilla. I have different kinds of cookies, and I have different challahs, and each one is in a separate plastic bag. And I have I have five different plastic bags. Each one doesn't have, no one bag has a sheer challah in it. Each one has 1 or 2 pounds of flour. Altogether, it has more than 5 pounds of flour, but each one's in a separate bag. So do you say the sal matzar from lechala, or do you say no? But each one is in a separate bag. So on Yeridaya they have sifri achreinim, but they have a likud of many different achreinim. So that's a machlok. It's an achreinim halacha lemaisus. Yeah, and because of the machlok, they have to be mafish chala. Beli brocha. It's a suffix in such a case. Okay, so that is the gemara. And Gemara quotes Machlokes Rabbi Chmanur, the Rabbanim, regarding Erez V'Doichen. We said we don't accept Rabbi Chmanur's opinion, Erez V'Doichen, but we accept a little bit. The Gemara says in Brachas, on Erez, and Tosfos says only on Erez, not on Doichen. On Erez, you say Bar Minim Zaynus beforehand, and you say Bar Nefashus at the end. So that's only if the Erez was cooked. Sometimes they cook rice and it's still hard. So if they cooked the rice till it became very, very soft, and the particles of rice are clinging to each other, so then the oiris becomes bare minimum. So a lot of times it's hard. They didn't really cook it enough that it should have this din of oiris, that it should be bare minimum. Then it's bare priha adama. Then it's a regular vegetable, bare priha adama. So if you have rice, so we assume that oiris is rice. And the Soloveitchik family in Eretz Yisrael in America, they have this tradition from the Beis Halevi that since Tosfos wasn't sure whether Erez is rice or Doichen is rice, and this din of Bar Minim Zaynus and Bar Nefashos only applies to Erez, doesn't apply to Doichen, and we have lost the tradition. So even though you can look in the dictionary, you can ask an Arab who speaks Arabic and ask a Puerto Rican who speaks Spanish, and they all tell you that Erez is rice. So that's what they say. No, we can't reconstruct the Masora based on a lexicon. That's Rav Soloveitchik's lashon. You can't reconstruct the Masora based on a dictionary. So you say Bari Prihu Adoma on the rice. But most people say Bari Minim Zonis on the rice, provided that it's soft. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes Amar Rabba Babachon Amar Eshlok. There's about 13 lines from the bottom. Isa Sheni Losha B'Yayin Shemen Advash. And Chayav Malchimut Zekaris. The question is, why not? So the Chachamim were sitting around, they were trying to figure out, why should it not be Chayav Malchimut Zekaris? So one of the Chachamim, one of the younger Talmid Chachamim, said, the Yosef Ravidi Baruch Hu coming out, Mala Rav Huna Beid Rebbe Shul Rav Papa. Someone tells it, my time in the Resh Lakish, why does Resh Lakish say that they're not Chayav Malchimut Zekaris? So he responds, so Rav Papa responds, because the pasuk says that there's a connection between chametz and matzah. So what's the connection? So we say halacha lemaisa, the connection is in one direction, that it's only called, you're only yotze matzah if it's lechem, and the din of lechem is relevant on the level of the rice for birchas hamazon. Eretz shelev miskenes tachal balechem echalta v'savot tevrachtas Hashem alakecha. Lechem is also relevant. Oy b'chochem lechem ha'aretz and chiyev chala. And lechem is also relevant. Lechem they call the kamal socha aretzam. I said the yisur chodesh only applies to something that can become lechem, even if you eat it kol the karmel. Kali is toasted kernels of grain. Karmel means fresh, not roasted, toasted, just the kernels of grain alone. And lechem means I already ground it up and I made bread out of it. I eat it. So the whole din of chodesh only doesn't apply to fruits and vegetables. Chodesh only applies to the chameshes min yadogin. That's the Mishnah Perek Rabbi Shmuel in Menachas. So we assume that the connection, there's a hekesh over here. The pasuk has the din of chametz. In one pasuk, you have the din of chametz next to the din of matzah. So we assume that it's only good for matzah if it's boli dechimutz. If it's not boli dechimutz, then it's not called lechem, and that's why you're not yotze. So this, they're trying to figure out my time of the Resh Lakish. Why does Resh Lakish say, Yisus sheni lo shebiyan shemed vash, you're not chayiv karis? Why not? So Rapapa thought there must be that there's a connection between chametz and matzah in the other direction, that you're not chayiv karis on chametz, unless if you would have chametz and matzah is the same thing. The only difference is, did you let it sit for a long time or did you not let it sit? So if you hurried and you baked it quickly, then it's matzah. And if you waited a long time till it rises, then it's chametz. But what if you were loshed, yayin shemen advash, then it's matzah shira. So matzah shira, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk lechem oni. Lechem oni means that it should be, that it shouldn't be matzah shira. Exactly what's called matzah shira, we're going to have to learn in the Gemara. So one example is, isa sheni lo shebiyan shemen advash. So if it's the lo shebiyan shemen advash, and it's matzah shira, so you're not yoytze, so even if you would have let it sit for a long time, and it would turn into chametz, you're also not chayv koris, because Rapapa is suggesting that the hekesh between chametz and matzah goes in both directions. Not only that it's only called lechem, if it's boli dechimutz, that's how we established what are the chameshes min yedogan. Rechem ben Uri held even though his v'dechen is also boli dechimutz, but he holds that the Rish Lakish said, Rapapa understood, Rish Lakish said that the hekesh goes in the other direction also. You only chayv koris on chametz, if the chametz is such that if you would have hurried to bake it quickly, it would have been good for matzah. The reason why it's no good is because you waited too long and you let it turn into chametz. But over here, even if you would have baked it immediately, it would have been matzah shira, so it wouldn't be good for the mitzvah matzah. So whatever, you're not yotzei matzah, if you let it sit longer and it becomes chametz, you're not chayv koris. And the Gemara says that it's wrong. There is no such din. There is no such thing. But in this case, so the Gemara says the older rabbi was sleeping when they were discussing it. And the Gemara says two lines from the bottom. Isabu Rabidi Bar Robin. He wakes up and he says, Amaluhu Dardiki. Dardiki, they tell you on the site to look in a Rashi somewhere. So I looked in the Rashi. The Rashi says, young Tamir HaChacham who don't know yet how to say good svaras. So there is a hekesh over here. You have the two psukim written in the same pasuk, the two dinim written in the same pasuk, the mitzvah matzah, the mitzvah of chametz. But the mitzvah matzah written together with the mitzvah of chametz tells us that just like women, kol sheyeshtem azeh, yeshtem azeh, the women are not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, even though it's a zman grama, because it's a lois esei. The women are only exempt from mitzvah zeseh shaz magram, but they're not exempt from a mitzvah zlo zeseh. So chametz they're not allowed to eat. So even though matzah is a mitzvah zeseh shaz magram, it's an exception to the rule because of this hekesh. Kol sheyesh lebal techol chametz, yesh lebikum achol matzah. So the women are mechuyev in matzah. It's an exception to the rule. As we said, the Rambam writes in one place, there are more exceptions to the rule than there are. Kiddush is an exception to the rule. And what else? Hakel. Hakel is an exception to the rule. And Simchas Yontav is a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes the Rambam and the Rabban, Hilchas Chagiga, whether women are mechuyev in Simchas Yontav or not. So there are a lot of exceptions to the rule. So we say that matzah is an exception to the rule. Kol sheyeshtem b'bal techol chametz, yeshtem b'kum mechol matzah. You learn out from chametz to matzah. So you learn out two things, that women are mechuyev in matzah despite the fact that it's a zman grama. And you also learn out that it's only good for matzah. It's only called lechem. It's only called lechem and called terkula, lechem for chodosh and lechem for challah, lechem for bichas hamoz. And if it's bodei dechimitz, but you don't learn the other way. Rapapa thought that Rish Lakish is telling us to learn that ain't hekesh la matzah. Hekesh goes in both directions. So you learn from matzah to chametz, that whatever wouldn't be acceptable for matzah because it's matzah shira, because you mixed in yain shem and adrash, it's matzah shira. So that would also not be accepted. You, if you would let it sit longer, if you wouldn't have baked it so quickly, you would let it sit and rise, and then you would bake it, then it would be chametz. So you wouldn't be chayv kares, because you learn a hekesh in both directions. Whatever wouldn't be acceptable for matzah, because matzah shira, wouldn't be chayv kares. So he woke up, Rav Yehuda bar Avin wakes up, and he says, you don't know what you're talking about, it's not true. I had a time in the Reish Lakish, not because the hekesh goes in both directions. No, the hekesh only goes in one direction. But the reason for Hashem Shem to have a May Paris, ain't machmitzins. That's why May Paris, it's talking May Paris. Yain Shem and Adrash is May Paris. May Paris ain't machmitzin. It'll be Bole de Sirchon. Okay. It's not Bole de Chim, it's Bole de Sirchon. Yeah. How did, so when Rav Papas originally suggested this pshat, who was it who asked? Only Rav Huna Beid Rav Shulda Rav Papa. He asked them, what's the reason for Ishlok? So Rav Papa came up with this funny idea. Kol she, whatever would be good for matzah, Yechayev Korosan. So Esri Rav Huna Beid Rav Yeshua, the one who asked Rav Papa told him this pshat. He said, how can you say that? It's against the Braisa. What is it in the Braisa? Im chehu v'gomoy. They had chametz, and then they cooked it so long, let's say had a loaf of bread. And then they cooked the loaf, after it was baked, they cooked it so long till the whole thing fell apart to tiny particles. He liquefied the bread. Himcheu. He liquefied the bread and he drinks the bread. Imchametzu anish kares. Even though it's in a liquid form, he's drinking it. He's not really eating it. Everything softened. But if it's not chametz, if they baked it right away, so once they baked it, it's not bole de chimutz. That's a gemara later. That's why we use matzah mel on Pesach. The matzahs were baked, and then they grind up the matzah till they make it like flour, and then you mix it with water, and you bake something. Mix it with whatever you want to mix it with, and you make cakes out of that. So that's not bole de chimutz. Whenever the grains or whenever the flour was already cooked or baked, so it's not going to be boled dechimus later on. So it says im chametzu anish kares matzu ein lemetz dechavatz bePesach. So he says the ha'hacha in this case, you see that your interpretation of Reish Lakish is not correct, because in this case ein lemetz dechavatz bMatzu, you're not yotzei, and nonetheless v'chayav machametzu kares. You see that it's wrong. The hekesh only goes in one direction. You learn out from chametz to matzah, but you don't learn anything from matzah to chametz until Rav Yehuda bar Avin woke up and he said, "No, the reason for Reish Lakish is because may peris ein machmitz." Yeah, why is it in a matzah who ain't yotzei dechavasa bePesach? Why not? So I looked in the Gemara. It says on the side that this brisa himchel gam appears in Chulin Daf Kufchav. So Gemara Chulin Daf Kufchav gives you a reason why ain't yotzei dechavasa bePesach. So in our Gemara, in the text of the Gemara, it says, because the Zedin has to be lechem oni, prat lematzah ashira. Matzah ashira is no good. And in this case, since you're not eating it as a loaf of bread, not eating it as a cookie, as a loaf of bread, you liquefied the whole thing. So it sounds from the simple reading of the Gemara, the way it's imprinted in our Gemara, it sounds like it's ashira, because it's so soft. He made it so soft. So it's matzah ashira. On the side of the Gemara Chulin, on the margin in the Vilna Shas, they have printed Hagos from the Shita Mekubetzes. You have on Zvachim and Menachas all the Masechtas and Kachim. You have Hagos from the Shita. So the Shita Mekubetzes has a different girsa. Not that it's a prat matzah ashira. The pasuk says lechem oni. So lechem oni prat lematzah ashira. The word oni. Prat lematzah ashira, but the Shittim Kubetzes changes the girsa. Instead, what we have in our editions and Kufchof and Meral, Shita says what it should say is that it's not called lechem. In order to be called lechem, it has to be in the form of a loaf. Let's say you have a bread, and you rip the bread up to tiny particles, and you cooked it in a soup, and everything, all the bread liquefied. So would you say Hamotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz on that? So the Gemara says, no, it's not called Lechem. It used to be Lechem. Maybe I'll say Bar Minim Zainus. Okay, maybe I'll say Bar Minim Zainus now. Offhand, it should depend what's the Ikra and what's the Tofel. Let's say you liquefied it in a vegetable soup. So the vegetable soup is Bar Hadama, and the bread started off as Hamotzi. So what percentage, and then the bread liquefied. So what percentage of the soup? It's probably going to be less than 50% of the soup, the mush, is going to be bread, and more than 50% is going to be the vegetable soup. So usually we say whenever you have a mixture of two different foods, and one food is one bracha, one food is another bracha, then you go basarayv, and you arbitrarily declare that whatever is 51% is the ikar, whatever is less than 50% is the tofel. The Gemara says in brachas that the exception to that rule, every rule has an exception to the rule. Gemara said the exception to that rule is chameshes min edogin, kol sheyesh bo mechameshes min edogin. If you have a food that has an ingredient, part of it is chameshes min edogin, even though it's clearly less than 50%, that's not considered a tofel, unless it's mamish a tofel. So the din is, let's say you're making a latkes for Hanukkah. So when you make latkes for Hanukkah, let's say potato latkes, so you have chopped up potatoes, not exactly chopped up, sliced potatoes, and then you have little flour. So if you only put a little flour in order that it shouldn't fall apart, so that's a tofel. That's ledevik bi'alma, the Gemara calls it. And then it's mamash tofel. The Gemara says sometimes bread is mamash tofel. Normally, when you eat bread, you wash until the sidayim, and you say hamoitzi, and you say brichsam mazon. But the Gemara gives an example. A person had very salty herring, and he has in his throat, he has the taste of the salt, and it's bothering him. So he wants to swallow a little bit of bread just to take out, to clean out his throat, to get the salt out. We would probably use brush your teeth with Colgate, brush your teeth with a toothpaste. So you get out the flavor of the salt, or gargle with a mouthwash or something. So in the days of the Tanoim, what they would do would be to swallow, to chew some bread, and then to swallow the bread. So the bread would pick up all of the salt, a lot of the salt on the mouth, and take it out. So Gemara says in such a case, you set your hakol on the herring, on the salty herring, and then when he has the bread, he doesn't have to wash, and he doesn't have to say hamoitz, and he doesn't say birchas hamazon, even though he ate a whole kezayis of bread. He doesn't say a bracha at all. It's a nikim and a tofel. So sometimes the Gemara says bread mamish can become a tofel. So that's the din. The Gemara says if you have Hanukkah latkes and you'll only put in a little bit of flour, wheat flour, in order that it shouldn't fall apart, the latkes shouldn't fall apart. So then the flour is devik bi'alma, it's mamish tofel. So then you only say bar pi hadama on the potato latkes. But if you put in more than the basic amount that's only needed, that it shouldn't fall apart, you put in a little more flour, that it should be a little more filling, and the latkes are taka fatter, the fatter latkes, and it's taka more filling, then even though the flour is less, the way less than 50%, that's halacha kol sheyesh bo mechameshes min yedogin. If it has part of the ingredient, part of what's mixed in, even though it's less than 50%, is bar min mezainis from the chameshes min yedogin, then it becomes, that takes over, then it becomes an ikar. Then it's considered as if the mezainis is the ikar. Would you say, you wouldn't say hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. You wouldn't say hamoitzi. You would say bar minim zaynus on it, on the latkes. You wouldn't say hamoitzi because you chopped it up into tiny pieces and you mix it in. It has more stuff. It has the potatoes there. So it's not the bread. It's bar minim zaynus. Would you say ala michi at the end? Or would you say bar nefashu? So that depends. If you think that you had, if you're sure that you had a kazayas of the flour that was made into the latke, if you had a kezayis of flour, then you say ala michya, and that's the ikir, and then you don't have to say bar nefashos on the potato part. If you're not sure, if you don't think you have a kezayis, you have more than a devik bi'alma, But you don't think that you had a kazais tokadachilos pras, and then you say barnefashis at the end. Yeah. So that's the Gemara here. So again, so in the Gemara in Chulin, when this price is quoted, so the girsa that we have in the Gemara sounds, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like himcheu the gomai imatsuhu in a yetze dechavasa v'pesu, because since you liquefied it, so it's called matzashira. And the way it's corrected in the Hagoah said the Shidim Kobetz on this side, you don't have to come on to the din lechem oni, the word oni. It says lechem. And lechem means it has to be in the form of lechem. So if it's in a liquid state, that's not called lechem. Lechem has to be a loaf. It has to be a loaf. Rashi over here gives up a new reason. Not like the pshat, the simple pshat in the Gemara and Chulin. Not like the Shidim Kobetz. The list Rashi on the Omid says, Einan yetzlech vasei, the lab derech achila ka'ochele. What does it mean? So this is a discussion. So Tosfos there in Chulin, on Kuf Chaf and Aleph, the Gemara says the reason why Eidanam Yotzdech Avasa v'Pesach in Matzahu, the reason why, because it's Matzah Shira. That's the way it sounds like in our Gemara. So Tosfos says the Gemara could have given a different reason. The Gemara could have said that you have to, the mitzvah of matzah is to eat the matzah, not to drink it. Since Imcheu, the Gomai, he liquefied it and he's drinking it, so that's not called Achilas matzah. Achila means you have to eat it, has to be a salad, you have to eat it. Yeah. So that's the question. What did Rashi mean? So some interpret in Rashi, you have to eat it as opposed to drinking it. Rashi here meant the same as what Tosfos wrote over there, Chulan Dab Kuf Chof and Aleph. Habimotzel Ameimah, the Gemara could have said that the reason why Himcheu Begomoi is not Yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, is because it's you're having shtia, and a matzah is supposed to have achila. Yeah, but that's the whole sugya there in Chulan Dab Kuf Chof is bringing out the idea that shtia is bechlal achila. So what does it say? You should eat ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim. What do you have to eat in Yerushalayim? Ma'isa digoncha tiroshcha b'yitzarecha. The ma'isa sheni, the ma'isa rishon, you don't have to eat in Yerushalayim. Ma'isa rishon is given to the Levim. It says, b'chol makim. That's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach. B'chol mokem, so Rashi quotes from the Gemara, afilu bebeis hakvaris. The Levim are permitted to eat the Ma'aser Rishon, even in a state of tumah, even if they are tummy, even if the Ma'aser Rishon is tummy. Ma'aser Sheni, you have to loy bi'artem imene b'tummy. You're not allowed to eat it in a state of tumah, neither if you're tummy or the Ma'aser Rishon, or the Ma'aser Sheni is tummy. But if it's Ma'aser Rishon, then it says, I forgot the lashon at the end of Parshas Korach. Says v'chal to v'ochlos and v'chol makim, v'chol makim. I feel the bebeis hakvaris. Yeah. So when the pasuk says v'chal to sham lefnei sham elakecha means you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Ma'isa digoncha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. So what is tirosh? Tirosh means grape juice, wine. How does that be v'chal to sham? You don't eat grape juice. You drink grape juice. And the Gemara says, "There in Chulin, Daf Kufchav." You see that shtia bechalal achila. So how do you know? How does Tosfos and Chulin know that you're not yotzei matzah? But erev tochla matzah says you have to eat matzah. Who says tochla means you have to eat a solid and you have to chew it up until you cut it and until you can swallow it? Maybe if you liquefied the matzah, maybe it's also called. Erev tochla matzah. Maybe it's called shtia bechalal achila, like it says by the Ma'aser Sheni. V'chalto sham lefnei sham lekecha ma'aser dira tiroshcha. Tiroshcha means that you're drinking the wine, and it's called v'chalto sham. So that's a question. Anyway, that's perhaps the simple translation of Rashi. Einan yetzidech avasa d'alav derach achil ko'achalei. He's having a shtia on it. The matzah is supposed to have an achila. It's supposed to be a solid. How do you know? Maybe shtia bechalal achila. That's a simple pshat. Then the Rashash, I think, in the back, refers you to a Mishnah Lamelech who had a different understanding of this last line in Rashi, the last line on Lamed Hem and Aleph, that we learned in the Gemara before in the same Perek, I think Chav Dalet, there was a whole discussion of Macholos Asuras, if a person eats it, Shalok Derech Achilosa. And then there was a the Lishna Achrina, there were two Lishanis in the Gemara. So the second version was, not only if you eat Macholos Asuras, Shalok Derech Achilosa, let's say I have ham and eggs. So they just fried the ham and eggs and I eat it, it's burning hot and I burn my tongue and I burn my throat. That's not normal to eat it like that. So the Gemara said, that's not an Issa deraisa. If you eat shaluk at derech achilosai, the Issa macholos hasa is only the Rabban. Because it's mutaba hanoa, other hanoas you can get. The only thing you can't do is achila. Achila is a maisa misuyam, eating the food, chewing in your mouth, putting the food, swallowing down, the beis hablia goes into the stomach. But if he eats in such a way that it burns the mouth, that's not included in achil. Then the second lashon in Gemara was it. Not only is there such a din by macholas asuras that shalok derech achila is not an isa deraisa, but there's a din shalok an isuri hanoa. Isuri hanoa that the chumash has a lashon achila on it. If you have, what did the Gemara say? By basa b'chola my kloy hakerem. Since the chumash never says a lashon achila. It never says Alosh and Achilo. So who said? Abayi said, I think. Abayi said that. Orlan Kloy HaKerem and Basa B'Cholab are the two exceptions to the rule. Even Shaluk Derech HaNosa is an Isa Deraisa. But all other Macholas Asuras that are Rasa B'Hanoa, since the Chumash says not to do Achila, and Achila is a Maisa Mesuyim, this is specific form. Shaluk Derech HaKilosa is only the Rabbanon. So Shaluk Derech HaNosa is also only the Rabban. That was the Gemara in the Abchav Dalal Amidei. So the Mishnah Melech raises the question, Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah. Yisodi HaTorah Perikei, the Rambam writes that there's a din of Yehorek Bal Yavar on Anissa Deraisa. Sometimes there's a din, not always, sometimes there's a din. But usually, Pikoch Nefesh Decha Kol HaTorah Kula. In rare cases, there'll be a din of Yehorek Bal Yavar. But on Anissa de Rabbanon, there's never Yehorek Bal Yavar. Really. As a Hirah Shah, maybe. But in principle, there's no Yehorek Bal Yavar on Anissa de Rabbanon, if I care it. What was it? Ravina was shmearing his daughter, had a fever, and he was shmearing her with some kind of orlo oil. And they asked him, it's also Bahanoah. So he said he's doing it shaluk ederech hanoasai, and since the daughter has fever, so shaluk ederech hanoasai. Here is it. That's on Chof Hey Amibes. We learned it. Ma baravashi, around 15 lines from the top of Chof Hey Amibes. Ma baravashi ashkechel ravina the shayf lebrat begaharke di orla. He was smearing his daughter with orla oil. So he says, but it's there's no sakana. So one suggestion was, maybe it is a sakana, since she had a very high fever. Nami kishasa sakana, he kadamne. Second version was that a shaluk aderech hanosam. So shaluk aderech hanosam is only an isa derabbana. So mimakam chodesh em sakana, we allow that. So this is all quoted. These dinim, pikuach nefesh decha kol haterakula, and sometimes you don't allow pikuach nefesh, sometimes say harag val yavar. You have to sasham alakach b'chol napshach, afil noitalis nafshecho. Sometimes you have to give up your life. So there, the Rambam talks about this din of Shaluk Aderech HaNosam. So the Mishnah Melech raises the question, the din of Shaluk Aderech HaChilosam is found in the Gemara Chav Dalan on the base with respect to Macholos Asuras. If you eat tray for food, Shaluk Aderech HaChila, the whole Yisur HaChila is only with the Rabbanon. What if you mekayim a mitzvah HaChila? You eat matzah, you eat the Korban Pesach, Shaluk Aderech HaChilosam. He says, Shaluk derech achilos, not called achila, so you're not yotze the mitzvah. A kohen, let's say, says a bracha. He says, Hamoitzi lechem en haaretz, or burning many mezainis, whatever, on cookies of truma or bread. And then he says, Hashem kirishani b'kedushos shalaretz, ivano al achilas truma. And he's going to eat the truma, Shaluk derech achilos. They just finished baking the cookies, and he's going to eat the cookies while they're burning hot, and he's going to burn his tongue. I'm sure going to. So is he in fulfillment of the mitzvah that he has the right to say the bracha shekidushani b'kedushos shalom itzivano al achilas atruma? Or maybe he's not mekayim the mitzvah because he ate shaluk aderech achilosai. So that's what I think the Mishnah Melech understood the Rashi. You're not yotze de matzah if you're liquefied, because that's called achilu shaluka derech achilos. That's so that shaluka derech achilos. So why is he chayv koris if he eats it on Pesach? You're not chayv koris for hanoa. You only chayv koris for achila. So if it's shaluka derech, if you liquefied it and you eat it, that's called shaluka derech achilos. There shouldn't be any chayv koris. So that's the question. Is that really what Rashi meant? The lab derech achilu shaluka derech achilos. Or he meant it's not achila, it's a shtia, and you have to be out in the mitzvah matzah with achila, not with shtia. So that's a question. Those are the two suggestions how to read the Rashi. Okay, so that's
Rabbi,
yes.
What's the difference between the Stam understanding of the Gemara Chulin and the Shita Mikubetzas?
Shita Mikubetzas changes the girsa. He says the Gemara says himcheu begamai. You're not yotze matzah because it's not called lechem. If the Torah says you have to eat lechem, only has to be lechem. And if you liquefied it, it's not no longer in a loaf shape, so it doesn't have a din of lechem. Let's say you eat, we said the other day, you eat with tina farina. So the nochi of hafrosh is chala. That you can eat a ton of with tina farina. You don't say how much lechem in hearts. If you eat enough cake, if you eat enough cookies to be kaver suda on it, whatever that means, so then you have to wash and say hamoitzim bichus hamazon, because the cake and the cookies is a subcategory of lechem. It's pasa babikisnan. But with tina farina is bar minim zaynus. It never becomes hamoitzim. There's no loaf shape. So that's what the shittim kobetz has changed the girsa. The way we have the girsa in chulin, daf kuf chaf and aleph, it sounds like you're not yotze matzah because it's matzah ashira. Because the Torah says lechem oni, and this is pratla matzah ashira. So the shita changes the girsa. It says it has to be lechem oni. This is not lechem. It doesn't say because it's matzah ashira. This is not called lechem because it doesn't have a loaf shape anymore. Yeah, it's a big difference. Yeah, how many things are called matzah shir? So the Rambam holds only, according to the Rambam, if you have egg matzahs, you can be yotzei dechoybes matzah with egg matzah. The Rambam holds that they're only these mashkin, yain shem and dvash and cholav, only double mashkin. Yain shem and dvash and cholav are matzah shira. That's the Gemara on Lamed Vav and Aleph. Only the double mashkin. Why? Why should it only be the double mashkin? So that's what all the nice Kalim wonder. Where did they? Because that's all the only cases that the Gemara has are like that. That's it's a pella. Why did the Rambam restrict the din of matzah shira to these four mashkin, the Ein Shem and Drash and Chol? So the Avnei Nezer has a very snazzy pshat. Avnei Nezer was a super genius. So he has a snazzy pshat. If it's right, it's out of this world. If it's right. He says that there's a machlokes hatanoim, whether you chayv and chala, isush and ilosha b'meit peiros. Is it chayv and chala or not? A lot of times when you make a cake, you have flour and you don't use water. You only use orange juice and other meit peiros. You use other meit peiros, you don't use any water at all. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, whether it's chayv and chala or not. And it was a machlokes harishonim in the early days of the Bali Atosis, had a paskin. And then it was a repeated machlokes in the days of the later Bali Atosis. The Zoruah quotes all of this. It was a machlokes. They had already forgotten that it was already oizki paskin in the earlier generations, had a machlokes again in the later generations. And the Maharam Rutenberg was a Talmud of the Or Zoruah. Or Zoruah was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudas Hilyon. And the Maharam Rutenberg was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Mordechai and Hagvas Maimon. That was the end of the Tkufas Bali Atosis. So the Maharam Rutenberg introduced a chumrah that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that whenever you're making cake with May Peiros, you should pour in an amount of water that it would have been able to do the lisha with the water even without the May Peiros. So for sure you chayv and chal and you can say a bracha. Because to be mafish chala without a bracha is not right. It's always not right to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. More correct is you should always say a bracha. Whenever you have a sofik bracha, so sofik bracha is la'akal, you're not allowed to say the bracha. But you should always try to avoid getting involved in a sofik bracha. should always try to see to it. Let's say you got to put on, that's the Taz, right? Say it like that in Hilchus Erev Rosh Hashanah, that you say Slichas the week before Matzoy Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, we start saying Slichas. So the Chazan, the Gemara says, Vayav Hashem Alponav, like a Vayav Hashem Alponav, sounds like the Shliach Tzibur Ha'ivah Lefnei Ateva. Vayav Hashem Behor Malam Shem Esatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in a Mara HaNevuah as a chazan who put on a talis, and the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Vayav Hashem Alponav, because Hashem Hashem Karach Hu, and Ribbono Shel Olam recited the Yud Gimel Midas, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Zman Shebane Echoitim, Yasu Lefanech Kisei DeHazeh. The Jewish people should appoint the chazan. The chazan should say Yud Gimel Midas, and everyone should do tshuva, and they should recite Yud Gimel Midas, Vani Moichalahem, and I'll forgive their others. So you're going to put on the talis in the middle of the night, because he says slichas. He's supposed to say slichas before Los HaShachar. Before Los HaShachar, so if the chazan's going to put on his own talis, then it's a machlokes. The Mechaber quotes it's machlokes. The Rambam and the Rosh, where they say bracha. The Rambam holds that balayla you can't fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, that only applies by yom. And the Rosh quotes that balei ha'tesvus, it doesn't depend on yom versus layla, it depends on ksus yom versus ksus layla. So talis is a beged yom, pajamas are ksus layla. So even if you wear pajamas in the daytime, you're not chayiv in tzitzis, according to the tesvus. According to the Rambam, no. Anything you wear, four-corner garment by yom, you're chayiv in tzitzis. When you wear balayla, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. But according to this, it depends on the nature of the beged. So if you're going to wear a talis balayla to say slichas, it's going to be a machlokes tesis in the Rambam, where they say a broch on the talis. So that's why the Taz recommends that the chazan shouldn't wear his own talis. Or let's say the chazan goes to daven ma'ariv, to be the shlech tzibah for ma'ariv, and he puts on a talis. So he shouldn't put on his own talis. He should put on the shul's talis and have a mind not to be kaina. Because he's going to put on his own talis, it's going to be a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, where they say brochen. It's not proper to do a mitzvah without a brochen. You should always avoid that. So that's what the Maram Rutmerg introduced over here. Whenever you lash isa, and it's 5 pounds of flour, and you would have normally said a brochen, but you only used meperis, so it's a machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes early rishonim, a later rishonim, whether you chayv and afrash as chala. So more correct is, you shouldn't do that. You should always mix in so much water that the lisha would have been accomplished even without the meperis. So then for sure you chayv and chala, for sure you say a bracha. Yeah. So the question is, how did the Rambam paskin? The Rambam doesn't say beferish. How he paskins on that issue? Are you chayv and chala if you lost be meperis alone? So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. He thinks that the Rambam holds that based on the kalali hapsak. The Gemara tells him, whenever you have this Tana argument with that Tana, what the din is. So based on the Kalali HaPsak, he thinks that the Rambam probably paskin, not explicit though, the Rambam probably paskins that you're not chayv and chala. Why? So the Yerushalmi explains, what's the machlokes hatanaim, whether you're chayv and chala or not? If you're losh isa b'mei peiros, so the Yerushalmi says, you have a din, let's say you have an Italian bread, a long loaf of bread, and on him tummy touches one end. Let's say you have a banana, or you have a potato, or you have a piece of steak. On him tummy touches one end. So the din is maga b'miktsasa ke maga b'kulo. The steak, it grows on the animal like that. It's one piece of steak, it's one potato, it's one apple. So if you touch one end, so magim emiksos and kemagim bekula, even the other end becomes tummy. What if you touch an Italian bread at one end? So that it doesn't grow naturally like that. The bread doesn't grow on the trees. It was made from tiny, they took a grain and they ground it up and they took kernels of grain, they made flour out of it, and then they mixed the flour with water, they made an isa out of it. So do you say magim emiksos and kemagim bekula? So there's a machlokes hatanaim, we do. What is a machlokes hatanaim when? So some tanaim hold only if the mashke that's mitzarif, all of the flour together, is from the Zion mashkim. There are 7 mashkim that are singled out. The Rosh Yeteva says Yad Shel Chadam. The Zion mashkim that are machshe lekabel tumah. So if you have an Italian bread that the lisha was done with water or with one of the Zayin Mashkim, that's mechaber. So then you say magen b'mitzvase k'magen b'kula. But if he made the Italian bed with only May Paris, so that's a machlegas hatanaim, whether it's does it constitute a chibur or not. So the Yerushalmi says that machlegas hatanaim, whether you chayv and chala, depends on the other machlegas with the Italian bread. If you need dafke zayim mashkim and the other mashkim made Paris are not mitzareif, that you wouldn't say maga b'mektos and kamaga b'kuloi, then it's not mitzaref to be chayv and chala, because in order to be chayv and chala, you have to have mem gimel beitz and mechamish beitz. So either with one big lisha, kam benosha, kam bebolol, either you have to have one big bolol, one big lisha altogether, or noshuch, that it's biting into each other, or asal mitzaref from lechala. Okay, you have to have something to be mitzaref. So if you have bebolol, one big blila, so the mashke is mitzaref, it holds it all together. So according to the Tana, that only the Zayin Mashkim are Machshel Kabbal, only the Zayin Mashkim that are Machshel Kabbal Tuma Amitzaref, that's the only thing that's Mitzaref to be considered one unit when you get to the Din of Tuma. That if a Tomei touches one end, Magim Mitzosek Magim Bekuloi, then only the Zayin Mashkim would be Mitzaref to have a Chiyuv Chalam. So the Abdenezer thinks, he has the impression that the Rambam holds that only the Zayin Mashkim and the other May Paris are not Mitzaref Yachad. Even though the Rambam never says, not by Magim Mitzosek Magim Bekuloi, and not by Chiyuv Chala. He never says explicitly either case. But the Rishami put the two together, so he thinks the Rambam holds like that. So he says, what if you have a matzah on Pesach night, you have a shmura matzah, and you say the bracha, hamotzi lach maraz, alachilas matzah, and then you shmir on some jam on the matzah and you eat it. So Tosfos says later, that's not called matzah shir. The matzah is perfect. The matzah it wasn't baked with jam. It's only called matzah shira if the jam was there when it became matzah. But if the matzah is a perfect shmura matzah, and then you add on jam afterwards, that's not, the matzah is lechemoni, and the jam is here eating ashiras. That'll be a different discussion. If you eat, let's say I used to love a chavrusa with a boy who used to have sandwiches of potato chips. He would take a slice of bread on top, slice of bread on the bottom, put potato chips in between. Normal people don't do that. He's a very big talmid chacham, so that's the way he ate. So let's say if a person eats matzah and he's chewing potato chips at the same time, or he's chewing something else at the same time. So that's a discussion in the Gemara, in the last perek, in Arbi Pesachim. The Gemara has a discussion. Also, dvar hoshus mevatal dvar mitzvah. Whenever you have a mitzvah of achila, so what is to distinguish achila? Behemoths eat also, and the nochrim eat also. You eat all year long. So if you're eating truma, then it's called achilah shemitzvah. If you're eating korbanos, if you're eating matzah, it's achilah shemitzvah. So one Tana is of the opinion. The Gemara says that all the Tanaim agree to this. If you eat a dvar hashus in your mouth, you're chewing a dvar hashus at the same time, eating potato chips at the same time, you're eating the matzah, also dvar hashus mevatal dvar mitzvah. So it comes out that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So that may pose a problem. If you're going to eat matzah with jam on top, if you just have a little bit of jam, Tosfos says it doesn't pose a problem. We're going to see the Tosfos soon. But if you have a lot of jam, then maybe we'll say, Osi dvar hashus, mevatal dvar mitzvah. But the Avdenezer is not getting involved in that. So he says, if you eat a matzah and you happen to shmir on jam on it, that's not called matzah shira. The ashiras is not in the matzah. The matzah is lechemoni, and you happen to be eating jam at the same time. So the question is, if you bake the matzah using May Paris, so are the May Paris mitzuref to the matzah or not? If they're not mitzuref to the matzah, then the matzah is a matzah lechemoni, and you happen to be eating May Paris at the same time that you're eating the matzah. So the Amnonezer says that depends on that shaila. If May Paris are mitzaref, all the flour together, if it's mitzarefit that it has a maga b'mukhsos, a maga b'kul, it's considered one unit. And if the tummy touches one end, the whole thing becomes tummy, not just the part that he touched. And you would say that it's mitzaref everything together to be chay mechala, kam b'bolul, kam b'nosh, kam b'bolul, it's mitzaref everything together, mem gimel beitzah, mechay mish beitzah. So then if it's mitzaref, then it itself will be mitzaref to the matzah. They make it into a matzah ashira. But if you hold the may parrots is not mitzaref, then it's not mitzaref either. So it's not mitzaref. It's like eating a kosher matzah, lechem oni, with a little jam smeared on the side. So you have the may parrots. You're eating a little bit of may parrots at the same time that you're eating matzah. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that that's why the Rambam thinks only these Dalad Mashkim, the Ayin Shem and Dvash and Cholov, because which are the Zayin Mashkim? Which are the Zayin Mashkim? So one is Mayim and one is Tal. One is water, what is Dew? So water and Dew are the same thing. That's the same thing. Then another one is Dam. So Dam, if you're going to make a matzah and you're going to mix in a lot of Dam, so it'll be treif. So no one's going to eat the matzah with Dam in it. The whole thing will be treif. If it's dam from a human being, it'll be treif min de rabbanon. Human blood is also rabbanon. Dam from a behemoth will be an isa de raisa. Sometimes kori, sometimes not kori. Okay. And the other four mashkim are yain shem and dvash and cholov. That's when the zayin mashkim. So those four, yain shem and dvash and cholov, those four, for sure are mitzareif. They're mitzareif, so they're mitzareif to the matzah. So that makes the matzah into matzah shira. But if you're going to use orange juice or apple cider, something else, egg matzahs, they use apple cider. They use apple cider. So the apple cider is not mitzaref. That's why, according to the Rambam, if you have egg matzahs, the Rambam would say that egg matzahs is kosher for the Seder. Only the Zion, only the four, Yain Shem and Vash and Cholov, the four mashkim from the Zion mashkim, that are mitzaref, the holidays, those would be mitzaref to be considered matzah shira. But if you have anything else, not. So let's talk a problem on Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos this year. Erev Pesach is going to be on Shabbos. So what are you going to eat for Shalosh Udas? So the Ramah writes in the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour that the meaning is that you can eat, Tosis says that you're not allowed to eat matzah here. The end of this long thesis on Laman Hamid Beis, the long thesis about May Paris, we're going to have to discuss it. So thesis quotes at the end, the Rishama, Hecha Matzah, Be'erev Pesach, Kodim Mizmana, it's an Iser. Because it says, Be'erev Tochel Matzah, it's only the Leil HaSedi, you're not allowed to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. Bashi Pshat, it's only an Iser Derabbanan. And some want to make it as if it's an Iser Deraisi, you learn that from the Pasuk, Be'erev Tochel Matzah, Be'erev Elo Bayom. But Bashi Pshat, it's an Iser Derabbanan. So Tosfos said that Isa that you're not allowed to eat matzah be'erev Pesach, that's only matzah that's right to be yotzei dechoyves mitzvah with it. If you have egg matzah, it's matzah shira. So even if you want to, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, the egg matzahs that we have are kosher l'mahadrim for the Seder. It's not for the Zayin Mashkim. So that's why now they make egg matzahs where they pour in a lot of grape juice. So even according to the Rambam, it'll be considered a matzah shira. Because the grape juice is one of the Zayin Mashkim, Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov. That's the Yain. Yain is from the Zayin Mashkim. Okay.
Sorry, Sir Rebbe. So the Darkei Moshe said that you should have Matzah Shira for Shal Shudas this year.
Yeah. Because you can't eat challah in the afternoon. You have to eat Shal Shudas after you daven Mincha. Or at least bizman mincha after chatzos. L'chatchila, the Rambam sounds like you're supposed to eat shalosh udas after you daven mincha, and those who are mekel say, but even if you didn't daven mincha, but you have to have already entered the zman of tefilas mincha. So in the afternoon it's already you can't eat bread. It's too late. It's an isa deraisa to eat bread. And you can't eat matzah because a matzah be'erev Pesach is aser. So Tosfos said the isa. In the Rishami, Chamatzah Be'erev Pesach, the last few lines in the Tesis on Laman Hem Beis only applies if it's Matzah Haruya Lotzis by Dechoyba. Zu Matzah Shirahi, so that's okay. That's the Shaila. What if you have Matzah that wasn't baked L'shem Matzah? It wasn't baked L'shma. Pshutas. So by us, we don't have that because when they bake all the regular Matzahs, years ago, it used to be Rav Lezer Silver, was a prominent rabbi in America. He must have died, I think, over 50 years ago. So Rav Lezer Silver learned in Rav Chaim Moshe's Kollel. He was a colorful character, but he was a big Talmid Chacham. He was a big character. So he originally was in charge of the Hashgacha and all the matzahs in America. So he realized that most of the Jews in America, when they make a Seder on Pesach night, they're not going to buy Shmura matzah. They're going to use Pshutif. So he gave instructions that all of the matzah companies, when they bake the Pesach, they get matzah, kosher the Pesach, the Pshutif, not the Shmura, they should all say when they push the button to bake it, they should say L'shem Mitzvah's matzah. They should bake all the matzah L'shma. Because most of the Jews in America are not buying Shmura matzah. They're going to buy Pshutif. Because Mi'ikar Adin, it's only a Chumra to have Shmura Mishas Katsira. Mi'ikar Adin, it's enough if it's Shmura Mishas Lisha, which you have, but you have to bake it Lishma. So that's what, so they do bake Lishma. But let's say you would have Pshutas that would not bake Lishma. We don't have it in America. All the matzahs bake Lishma. But if you would have Pshutas that would not bake Lishma, so that's two versions in the Rishonim. When the Tosfos says in the end of this long Tosfos on Laman Hayamid Beis, matzah Shira, you're permitted to eat on Erev Pesach. So that's a discussion in Marsha and others. What if it's not matzah Shira? What if it's matzah that was not baked l'shem mitzvah's matzah? It's also mutter, since you can't be etzah dechavasa. Also, you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. What do you say? No. But it's mamsh, the exact same matzah, has the same tam matzah. The reason why you shouldn't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, kadesh yecha matzah l'teyoven on Leila Pesach. So if it tasted exactly the same, mamish the exact same, except that this was baked l'shma, this was not baked l'shma. So then you shouldn't eat it on Erev Pesach. And others say no, because you can't be out to the mitzvah with the pshutas. So you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Yeah. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah. Okay. Mishnah on Lamed Hem. And Aleph says that the matzah has to be lechem, and it's only called lechem if you made it for Nechemesh, it's mini dogam. Fine. And the Mishnah doesn't hold from Rabbi Echam Menuri that Oriz V'dechem is also included. The only Chamesh is mini dogan, and that is all. Then it says, but if the matzah is treif, you're not yotze. Avloi b'tevel. If you have treif and matzah, you're not yotze. Avloi ma'isim v'shishal intel tremasoi. After the farmer's mafrish ma'isirish and gives it to the Levi has to be mafrish trumas ma'isa, ma'isa mena ma'isa. If he doesn't take out ma'isa mena ma'isa, it's an isa misa b'dei shamayim. It's like eating tevel. The Maiserishim, before you take out Maiser Melam Maiser, has an Isa Tevel. Loi Maiser Sheni v'Hegdusha loi Niftu. Let's say you'll eat Maiser Sheni Chutz liYerushalayim. Eat Maiser Sheni Chutz liYerushalayim. So that's an Isa. You're not allowed to eat it Chutz liYerushalayim. That's your Paida. Once you're Paida, you're allowed to eat it Chutz liYerushalayim. So what if you ate Matzah that was not kosher? It was Tevel. Or you ate it Chutz li Maiser Sheni Chutz liYerushalayim. A Hegdush. You're not allowed to eat Hegdush. Unless you paid there first, you weren't paid there. Hegdush alay niftu. Or chalas toide v'kikei noza, that were not baked l'shma. So if it wasn't baked l'shma, pshuta, so then you're not yotze. You have to have that. It should be baked l'shma. Our pshuta matzah, all the machine pshuta matzah in America is all baked l'shma. So the last line in the Mishnah wouldn't apply. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, the Mishnah has first the exceptions to the rule. You're not yotze the mitzvah matzah if the matzah is tevel, but if it's demai, then you are yotze. What is demai? Demai is when you buy from an am ha'aretz. Towards the end of the Baisheni period, the Chachamim realized, the Tanaim realized, that some of the hamayinam are not careful about hafroshes maisris. Hafroshes truma, they were all careful about. Because if a zar eats truma, there's an isa misa b'dei shamayim. So if someone's going to eat tevel atovel the truma, everybody understands it's misa b'dei shamayim because you didn't take out the truma yet. Well, let's say you have tevel that I took out the truma. The amei haaretz were very careful. All of them took out truma, but some of them didn't take out maaser rishon. Because what is maaser rishon? Is buta lezarim. A non levi is permitted to eat it. It's a matnas, it's one of the matonis, it's a mitzvah to give Maaser Rishon to the Levim. But it's not also Lazarim. A non-Kohen, a non-Levi is permitted to eat Maaser Rishon. Why do we have to support the Levim? Because the Levim, Yoram Mishpatecha Le'akim Seroscha Le'Yisrael, it says in Mazayis HaBrocha, that the Levim are supposed to be sitting and learning. Shevet Levi is supposed to be sitting and learning. And Klal Yisrael is supposed to support the Kohel. Klal Yisrael should support the Levim because she didn't learn. So the Amorites didn't believe in that. Let him get a job and work for a living. Why should I work for a living? And he retired already? at the age of 25, he sits and he learns in a kollel. Let him work for a living also. So some of the Amei Haaretz would not be mafresh maisers on principle. And we hold that that's an isa misa b'dei shamayim. If you eat tevel, even though the Truma Gedolah was taken out, but you didn't take out Maaser Rishon yet, so then it's also Misa B'dei Shamayim. Or let's say you have Maaser Rishon and the Levi didn't take out Maaser Mina Maaser. That's called Trumas Maaser. Also, that's Tevel, that's Misa B'dei Shamayim. What if you took out Truma Gedolah, Maaser Rishon, and you didn't take out Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is also, you're supposed to bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim like Karbonus, like Kachem Kam, you're supposed to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So if you didn't take out Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni is called Kodesh. So if you ate the Tevel, Atovel, and Maaser Sheni, also we assume that Nisa B'dei Shamayim. The question is, what if you took out, what if it's the third year or the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle? So you don't take out Maaser Sheni. You took out Truma Gedolah, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Mina Maaser from the Maaser Rishon, and he didn't take out yet Maaser Oni. So if you bafish Maaser Oni, you have to give it to the Aniyim. If you don't give it to the Aniyim, you're in violation of Gezel Matnas Aniyim. Like if you didn't give the Maaser Rishon to the Leviim, you're Oivan Yisa Gezel. But the Maaser Rishon is Mutta Lazarim, but it's Gezel. So the Maaser Oni, if you're not mafrish the Maaser Oni, it's an Isa Tevel. But if you mafrish it and you didn't give it to the Levi, you didn't give it to the Aniyim, then it's Gezel Aniyim. So that's a question. What if you have, I had Tevel and I took out Truma Gedolah and Maaser Rishon, and it's the third year or the sixth year, so there is no Maaser Shein, it's only Maaser Roni. Would there be Misa B'dei Shamayim? So the Rambam writes a Chiddush here, Roy Ali, the Rambam has an original Chiddush, that since Maaser Oni is not Kodesh, there's no din, Maaser Sheni is Kodesh, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat a big dusha v'tahara. So if you didn't take out Maaser Sheni, even though you took out Truma Gedolah, Maaser Rishon, you didn't take out Maaser Sheni, that's Misa B'dei Shamayim on eating the Tevel. But if you didn't take out Maaser Oni, so the Rama has a Chiddush royally that you're not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim on that. And the Ravid says that's an interesting idea. Could be that it's correct. The Ravid points it out, that the Rama has this original Chiddush royally. I think the Rama Sach HaKol only writes, they added it up by computer. I think it's Sach HaKol 99 times. The Rama and the whole Mishnah Torah from the beginning to the end, he writes only 99 times royally. So this one is one of his original chidushim, that if a person eats tevel hatovel a maisa oni, maisa truma gedolah, the maisa rishon were taken. Just he didn't take maisa oni, so the Gemara says it's still an isa tevel. Yeah, that's the first white the last narrow line on lamin hem base and the first white line. Tana rabbanan yochel yotz yodim dechavasa betevel. So the Gemara said, "What is the tevel shall I nisik and called suction? It manu trum gedolah and it manu trum as maisa. Maisa rishon v'la maisa sheni. I feel it maisa oni. Even if you just didn't take out maisa oni, it's still an isa tevel. But the Gemara doesn't say that there's misa b'dei shamayim. So that's Tosus and Yevamos has a suffix about that. Would there be misa b'dei shamayim if you eat tevel hatovel la maisa oni? And it's a Tosus not sure." And the Rambam thinks, Yeroi Li, that there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. And the Ravid points out, it could be that he's right. It's an original Chiddush, and it could be that he's right. Anyway, what's Demai? So Demai, the Gemara says in the very end of Soita, towards the end of the Bai Sheni period, the Chachamim saw that there was a minority of Ami Ha'aretz. Rav Am Ha'aretz were Mafrish, all the Trumas and Maisers, but there was a minority of Ami Ha'aretz we're only mafish Truma Gedolah, they're not going to mess around with Truma Gedolah. Because Truma Gedolah, if a Zar eats it, there's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So if you have Tevel, that you didn't take out Truma Gedolah, Hasvar and Hasen, is that there should be a punishment on Misa B'dei Shamayim for eating such Tevel. But if you took out the Truma Gedolah, you didn't take out Maaser Rishon, so Maaser Rishon is to support the Leviim, that they should sit and learn in a Kolom. So some of the Amorites weren't so keen about supporting Kolonikus. So they were not careful. They didn't believe in Hafrashas. They didn't feel obligated to give Maaser Rishon to the Levim. So that'll be an Isa Tevel. So Rashi points out in one place, Meikar Adin, you're allowed to, if you buy Tvua from an Amorites, and he tells you that it was Mafrish. So number one, Eirecha Nem Bisurim. He seems to be a religious man. He's not the most learned individual. He's not the most observant, but he's Eirecha Nem Bisurim. I have no reason to doubt him. And number two, even if he wasn't, doesn't say a word. We say, the Rav is that they, we know for a fact, they took a census, a poll. The Rav of the Amei Haaretz were Mafrish Maisris also, just a miut. So they made a chumrah that you're not allowed to eat demai. You have to. You don't have to be Mafrish Chuma Gdola from demai, because that we know for sure they all took care, but you have to be Mafrish Maisirishim, Maisirsheni, and so on. So the Chiyuv HaFrashas demai was only instituted b'toras chumrah. It wasn't really Me'ikar Adin D'Rabbanan. That's why you have kulas all over the place. The Mishnahis have the Masechas demai. They have a whole bunch of kulas and demai because the whole thing was only a chumrah. So that's what the Gemara has here. If you ate matzah shel tevel, you're not yotzei, but if you ate matzah shel demai, it's only tevel mid the Rabbanan, then you are yotzei. So the Gemara says, yotzei mid demai, how can it be? But it's treif. He violated an isa. You're not allowed to eat demai mid the Rabbanan. And for the Gemara, even the boy mafka l'nichse habiyani v'yochel, v'yochel demai, if he'll be mafker all of his property, then he'll be an ani. And the din is a machlekes b'sham and b'sula. We pass on like b'sula that aniim are permitted to eat demai. The chumrah that you have to be mafrish, maisris on demai was only made for wealthy people. For aniim, they were never machmer because it's only a chumrah. Because meikar adin is eidech adem b'sula. Meikar adin is rov amaretz masrin hein. Only b'teras chumrah, so they never held the chumrah ben again, not to aniim, machinim is aniim demai, v'esa achsanya demai. You're allowed to feed to achsanya. What is achsanya? So there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. If you look in the back, in the ayin mish, in the yifei naim, he points out that it's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. There's two opinions in the Talmud Yerushalmi. What pshat in that Mishnah is? The machlokes b'sham disnan. Machin, the Mishnah says in demai, machin is anim demai, v'es achsanya demai. V'am Rav Huna, tana b'sham yam, e machin is anim, not allowed to. And we pass in like Beis Hillel, machin is anim demai, v'es achsanya demai. So what does achsanya mean? So it's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, two pshatim in Yerushalm. So Rashi says, chayolos malchi Yisrael, hamutolam al b'neho ayores lazunam. They're Jewish soldiers who have to keep kosher. So you can't give them tray for food. But the soldiers, wherever the Jewish army goes, they don't have their own barracks, so they stay over in Jewish homes. So the Jewish homes have to give them food. So it's like an additional tax. Everybody has to pay tax to the government. In addition to the tax, you have to put up the soldiers. You have to give them room to sleep in your home. You have to give them food. So enough, if you're machmer deraish, I'm an usher, I'm not an ani. But maspik chumrah, it's enough of a chumrah, if he say that I have to be mafrish maestris on the demai that I'm going to eat myself. But noch, I have to be mafrish maestris on the demai that I'm going to feed to the Jewish soldiers. That's too much. So there's no lifnei iva here, because mikar adin, the demai is really muta because of the two reasons. Erechanem v'isurim, rov amaretz masrin hein. It's only a chumrah mid the rabbanim. So the soldiers in the army, they're considered like aniyim. So they're allowed to eat. Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos says, Mefarish b'Yerushalmi, it's a machlekes in Yerushalmi. Mefarish b'Yerushalmi, achsanya nochrim, goyisha soldiers. Goyisha soldiers, so you can give them treifas? What's the problem? What's the chiddush that you're allowed to give them demai? The answer is no, demai is tevel midirabonon. So tevel is muta b'hano. We had the Gemara earlier in the perek. The Gemara was listing off which is Siri Achila Rosabana, which are Mutar. So the Gemara said, Tevel is Muta Bahano. But Tosfos pointed out, but Hano Shel Kilo is Aser. Hano Shel Kilo is Aser to feed the might to the behemoths. Behemoths are not Jewish, but you're not allowed to feed Tevel to the behemoths because you're Mevatle Mitzvah of HaFrashas Trumas and Maisus. Hano Shel Kilo. Is also that was the Mishlah Melech had a machlokes Arishanim whether that din Hano Shel Kilui is also on Tevel is that an Isa Deraisa and Isa Derabon. The Mishlah Melech has that's a machlokes Arishanim, but that's the din. So if I have Tevel, I'm not allowed to feed it to the Goyish soldiers. It's like I'm not allowed to feed it to my own animals. I have to be Mafrish Jumas. The animals, the Jewish animals are not Jewish. If I own animals, I'm allowed to feed them trade for food. I can't feed Tevel, because Tevel Hanosh Akili is awesome. So that's the Chiddush. Machilim es achsanya demai. I'm permitted to feed the Goyish soldiers that is multol alai, It's mutol alai to feed them. I'm permitted to feed them demai because mikir adin demai is gemaisit. We say it echanem v'isurim. The Amorit sold it to me, even if he didn't say it's gemaisit. If he sells it to me, it's self-understood that it's gemaisit. One of my friends made aliyah many years ago. So he made aliyah soon before Pesach. He didn't have a chance to ask around, so he asked a little bit, and he found out the most mehudadika bakery in Yerushalayim was a Meir Shorim, whatever, where they have henshmur. So he bought the henshmur and he ate it on Pesach to the Seder. After the Seder was over, then he found out that he ate tevel. That the mehudadika matzah in this bakery is that they bake everything as tevel, and they want to be mezaka the customers. The customers should be mafrish challah. So my friend didn't know that. So he ate the matzah shel tevel. It was mamish. It wasn't the mai. It was mamish tevel. So he wasn't yotzei the first Pesach. Then he found out that in the Mahadran bakeries, that's the hidur. That's part of the hidur that they're not mafrish challah because the customers all want to be mafrish their own challah. So if you make aliyah, make sure that you're mafrish. Okay.
But isn't it better to take the challah from the Isa?
Yeah, I don't know why they have such a practice. I'm not sure. You got to find out. But that's what he told me, that was the heater of that bakery. Yeah. Yeah. Even more than that, the Rambam says it's a mahadran to be mafrish before just mishas and sinas amayim. Even before you really made it into a thick dough. Mishas and sinas amayim, before it becomes. So the Rambam holds that that's a heater to be mafrish mishas nesinas amayim before it turns into an isin. The Ravid says no. If you're mafrish, it'll be chal, but you're not yotzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah of hafrash is chal is only after it really had gilgul, after it already turned into dough. And the Rambam thinks no. It's a heater to be mafrish before it becomes a gilgul. Yeah, I don't know.
But come to think of it,
they don't bake.
What do you say?
They don't need a dough that's chayav challah.
It doesn't have shmir.
They want to be makbid. It might come to chimutz if it's too big.
Uh huh. So they always do less than a shear, and then you put it together at home.
Or in a box.
So the customers, when they put it in a box, then it becomes chayav. That could be. Maybe that's the story.
I've been to Shatzer, and they always take it after it's baked. They have a big basket with a million matzahs, and they take after. Maybe that's why.
Uh-huh. Okay, because less than a shear. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara explained the first line in the Mishnah. It can't be, I'd say, matzah shel tevel, but if it's not matzah shel tevel, if it's a matzah shel demai, demai is only a chumrah. Taisus and Brachas has like that. Demai is only a chumrah, and therefore it's not really called an isa derabon. It's only b'teres chum. Then it says, you can eat maaser rishon shenitlu chumasai. When you give maaser rishon to the Levi, so the Levi is supposed to give maaser mina maaser to the kohen. That's called chumas maaser. So the Mishnah says, if you have Maaser Rishon shenitlu chumasa, you took out already the chumas Maaser, so then the Maaser Rishon is mutar. Gemara said, pshita, kosher, what's the problem? Pshita, it's obvious, and for the Gemara, the kim shenitlu chumasa, chulanavi, it's regular matzah, regular kosher matzah, what's the problem? So the Gemara, like, tzricha chidish, shehigdimo bishibolim, what do you mean higdimo? The din is, there's a pasuk in this week's Sedra, in Parshas Mishpatim, very difficult pasuk. Meleyoscha b'deimacha loisa acher. It's a difficult pasuk. What in the world does the pasuk mean? So the Ibn Ezra quotes a funny pshat from one of the Karoim, and he makes fun of it. He says, Meleyoscha mean, when you get married, you shouldn't postpone having a wife become pregnant. Meleyoscha mean, don't postpone lo te'acher. Don't postpone the pregnancy. People practice birth control. So the pasuk says, "Don't practice." But in the macha means when he has tashmish with his wife, and the shichvazer goes into her body. So that's maliyoscha de macha lo sachem. So the Ibn Ezra makes fun of it, and he says you should say the reverse: de macha maliyoscha lo tachem. First, you have to have the shichvazer, then she can become pregnant. She's only going to be maliyos. She's only going to be highly pregnant, if you had first the mascha. So he says, the Ibn Ezra says it's a difficult pasuk. We don't know what it means. We have to follow the interpretation that the Gemara says. Once in a while, he follows the Gemara. Very often, he doesn't follow the Gemara. When I was a little boy, they used to say that by the Hasidim, they say the Ibn Ezra is kula sheker, the Rashbam is rubai sheker, the Ramban is rubai emes, and Rashi is kula emes. Okay. So this is Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra quotes this funny pshat from the Karoim, and he says that it's not correct. He has another one. He has on this week's Sedra. So he says there was one of the Karoim, Ben Buta or somebody, Ben Zuta, Ben Buta, I forgot already the name. So he says, if his shor will gore another shor, his buddy. Reyehu goes, he's the buddy of the first shor. So he makes fun of the pshat. He said, "Ein l'shor rea ela ben zuta belvad." The shor only has the only friend that the shor had. The concept of friendship reecha only goes on people. Maybe the rea of the shor is this karoi, this chacham karoi, who thinks that the shor has a reecha. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik used to say that one over in shir. He used to joke about that. "Ein l'shor rea ela ben zuta belvad," something like that. So what is the pshat that the Gemara had? The Gemara in the beginning of Temura, one of the early dafim, daf gimel, daf dalet, I think. The Gemara says, "Melayoscha v'demacha loisa acher." Melayoscha means hafrash has bikurim, v'demacha means hafrash has truma. You should not be mishane the seder hafrashes. Loti acher, don't postpone. Don't be mafrish bikurim after you mafrish truma. First, mafrish everything in order. Malayoscha means when the tvua is bimiluo, so the shivas haminim shenishtapachem emeretz yisos chay bimikurim. So that's malayoscha. And dimacha, dimua is referring to truma, because the truma, the Gemara has a lashon, when you have tevel, Gemara has a lashon, truma psichabe, truma is blended in there. You have to be mafresh to truma to take off the yisa tevel. So there is a real din, you're not allowed to be mishana to say the ha-hafroshes. But that's only if it's already, I already had miroch and rias pnei abayis, and everything has a real isa tevel, and there's a chiyuv hafrosha. So then you have to be mafrish everything in advance. But bikurim is supposed to be mafrish bodem mechuba lekarka. When it's still mechuba lekarka, it can't be mafrish shuma gedoyla. It's not chal ben mechuba. So the bikurim should always come first. If you want mafrish bikurim and mechuba, then you can be mafrish later. So if you already detached everything from the ground, you should really be mafrish to bikurim first, and only afterwards the truma gedoyla, then the ma'aser rishon, then the ma'aser sheni. You're going to be mafrish ma'aser sheni before ma'aser rishon, mafrish ma'aser rishon before truma gedoyla, then you violated the law and le'oschav demacha lo se'acher. So the Gemara has that iser, lo se'acher, from today's sedra, the iser only sets in after you already had miruach, you did the tzira, you detached the tvua from the ground, the dung tirish vitz, he detached it, and you already did miruach and rias pnei abayis. But if you didn't do miruach and rias pnei abayis, it's just detached from the ground, so then, strictly speaking, there's no issa to be mishana. So if you mafrish the maiserishin before the truma gedoyla, you didn't violate anything, but it's still, Rashi calls it a ha'arama. Rashi says, harim halevi, the levi is a wise guy. Why is the levi a wise guy? Let's say you have 100 units of tvua. So you have to be mafrish truma gedoyla. How much do you give? So the Mishnah says the normal person gives 2%. So if he has 100 units, so he gives 2 units and he's left with 98 units of tvua. Then he has to give 10% of pashup shot. He gives 10% of what's left. So he gives 9.8 units for maaserishin. And then after taking out 9.8, first he took out 2 units for truma gedoyla, then he takes out, he has 98 left, then he takes out 9.8 for maaser rishon. So how much does he have left? You have to add up 9.8 plus 2 is 11.8. So he's going to have 88.2. Yeah, 88.2. So then he's mafrish 8.82 for Maisa Sheni. You give 10% of what's left. Instead of giving the Truma Gedoyla 2%, he wants to be very generous. Let's say the Kohen is his grandson. his daughter married a kohen and his grandson is a kohen, so he has tovus anos. So he wants to give the truma gedola to his son-in-law. He wants to give it to his grandson, and they don't have so much parnasa. So instead of giving 2%, he's going to give 50%. So once he gives truma gedola, it can be mafresh chitach as pateres kolakri. He can't be mafresh 100% as truma gedola because you have to have reishis. The ganachem say reishis tzerach, and the gemara say reishis. You have to leave over something. The truma gedola, hafrashas truma, has to be mata the isa tevel on something. So if you mafrish ha'isa kol garna truma loyasa v'loy klum, it's not chal because you need reishis shesharei nikar. So let's say he was mafrish 50% for truma gedola. So then you only have 50% left. So you have to take out 10% of that and give it as ma'aser rishon. So 10% of 50 is 5. And then you only have 45 left. So then you give 4.5 bushels or 4.5% as the Ma'aser Sheni. Yeah, that's 2 days in Tosfos, in Gittin, on Daf Lamed. Tosfos has 2 days. However much you give her Truma Gedola, whatever you have left, let's say you gave 50% as Truma Gedola, then Ma'aser Rishon, you only give 5%, and Ma'aser Sheni, you give 4.5%. Or do you say, no, since theoretically you could have given Chitachas Pateras is Kolakri. Theoretically, could have given a mashu, wouldn't have made a dent at all. So then, Truma Gedola has to be 10% of everything, not 10% of what's left. They have to give 10% of everything, because since Mikra Adin, he could have gotten away with giving Chitachas Pateras Kolakri. So you have to make the calculations for the Ma'aser Rishon and the Ma'aser Sheni based on the minimum. If you could have given a mashu, so you always have to give 10% for Ma'aser Rishon, and then for Ma'aser Sheni, you give 10% of what's left after taking the 10% of the Ma'aser Rishon. Okay. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. So here, Rashi has like this: the late. Strictly speaking, we didn't do Miruch and Rias Pnei Abayis yet. So there isn't yet a Chi of Hafrashas, Chumas and Maistris. If you eat the Tevel before Miruch and Rias Pnei Abayis, there's no Issa, because there's no Chi of Hafrashas yet, until Miruch and Rias Pnei Abayis. So therefore, the Gemara said there's no Issa to be Mishan in the Seder Hafrashas. But so Rashi says the Levi is a wise guy. If the Kayim would first be Mafrish, Truma Gedola, normally give 2%. And if the Kohen is his son-in-law, his grandson, is going to give more than 2%. So let's say he'll give 2%. So he'll only be left with 98 units of Tevua. Then he's going to give 9.8 to the Levi as Ma'aser Rishon. The Levi is a chaser. He wants more than 9.8. He wants a full 10%. So he comes to the farmer and he tells him, since he didn't do Miruch and Rias Pnei Abayis yet, so there's no Issa to be Mishan and say Hafrosha. So give me the Ma'aser Rishon first. It's in his interest to convince the farmer to be Mafresh Ma'aser Rishon first. So he gets 10%. He doesn't just get 9.8%. And if he has tons and tons of Tfua, that difference between 10% and 9.8% can be quite a large sum of money. So that's what the Afik Ayam explains this, because there are a couple of Rashis that seem to be contradictory. He explained they're not contradictory. The Rashi over here says the Levi was He'erim. The Levi did a harama to convince the Kohen. He'erim ha'Levi v'kidmo. He tells the farmer, be mafish ma'aser rishon first, kedesh lo yachseren ha'Kohen echa mechamishim. If he's going to give the Kohen first 2%, then the Levi only gets 9.8. He's not going to get the full 10. Rashi is assuming like that opinion in Tosfos, that you don't give 10% of everything. You only give 10% of what's left after you gave the Truma Gedola. If you gave 50% of Truma Gedola, you can't give 100% for Truma Gedola. If you gave 50% of Truma Gedola because it's his son-in-law, his grandson, then the Levi only gets 5%. He doesn't get 10%. So it's in the interest of the Levi to convince the farmer that he should be Mafresh, the Ma'aser Rishon, in advance. So the Shaila is, if he was Mafresh the Ma'aser Rishon, so the Levi has a full 10% of Ma'aser Rishon, not just 9.8. So then the Levi has to take out Ma'aser Menai Ma'aser, has to take out 1% of what he has. And 1% of what he has, that's with respect to Ma'aser Menai Ma'aser. What about Truma Gedola? Truma Gedolah was never taken from this. So the Gemara says, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, you don't have to be mafresh Truma Gedolah. When the Mishnah says that if the person ate matzah on Pesach night, Maisa Rishon Shenitlo Trumasai, Gemara said Pshita, a kosher matzah, there's no shaila. Keeping the Shenitlo Trumasai, Chulan Habi, what's the issue? Like Tzirichas Agmar, Shekdima Bishibolim. He didn't do mirach yet. He still has the psoldus mixed in with the yochel. Mirach is a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. The Rambam says mirach means you did bura. You separated the psoldus from the yochel. Ekdima b'shibala means he didn't even take out the psoldus. Rashi learns mirach means he separated the yochel from the. He took out the psoldus and he put it in a neat pile. That's how Rashi adds on. But the Rambam doesn't say like that. The Mefarshim point that out. Machlekes is Rashi in the Rambam. Rambam just seems to say he did. Miruach just means you removed the psoldus from the Eichel. Shekdim b'shibalim v'nitla haymenu trumas ma'aser. All the Levi took out ma'aser mina ma'aser. However, lo nitla menu truma gedola, he didn't take out truma gedola. So that's a chiddush. Shekidei Rabba Bo. The Amar Rabba Bo. Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish ma'aser rishon shekdim b'shibalim if the Levi was Marim. The lady convinced the farmer that there's no Avera, and it's true. There's no Avera if you're Mishana to say the Hafroshes before Meruach. So Higdimo Bishibolim, he got the farmer to be Mafresh Maiserishan before Truma Gedolah. So he gets 10%. So Potem Truma Gedolah. The lady doesn't have to be Mafresh. And Emma, Arames Mena Truma Sasha Maisemana Maisa. What's the Mashmos? Maisemana Mas Matelach Lo Truma Gedolah Trumas Maisemana Maisa. You don't have to. So now it's Pshita. So now the question is, so Pshita, if the din of Reish Lakish is correct, so Pshita, right there, so it's kosher. So the Miri adds on, and the Ramam is also mashma like that, that the Levi is supposed to be mafresh, not only Maisa Mena Maisa, he has to give the Kohen part of what he has. Because if he would have waited till after Miruach and Reis Pnei Abayis, the Kohen would have gotten his 2%. And then the Levi would have only gotten 9.8%. So because the Ben Levi was Marim, he was a wise guy, and he convinced the farmer to be Mafrish earlier, so he got more, and he cheated the Kohen. So that's not right. So the Meiri holds like this, and the Rambam is Mashma also that he holds like that. The Ben Levi is really supposed to give the Kohen the amount that he cheated him. The Levi would have only been left with 9.8 and would have only given 0.98. He wouldn't have given a whole unit to the Kohen. Now he got 10%, so he gives a whole one unit to the Kohen for Maisa Mena Maisa. If he would have only gotten 9.8, he would have given 0.98 to the Kohen. So since he's mafsid the Kohen, the amount that the Kohen is not going to get a full 2% of everything. He's going to get less, so he has to make up that hefsid mamon. That's indeed a mamon, he has to make it up. Moshe l'mad avadema, what's the din? Mishnah is like this, what's the din? Truma is also lezarim, and also l'tmeim. So what if truma gets mixed in with chulin? So also lezarim. So the din is sometimes it'll be bottle. Sometimes the truma will be bottled. The din is usually you need shishim, and by truma you need mayo. And by oil and klal kerem, because it's a double isa, osa b'achila, osa b'ano, so kofali ali osai, so you need a double bitl, so you need masayim. So by truma you need mayo. So the so even after the truma becomes bottled by mayo, the Mishnah has a din zorach laharim. The truma became bottle, so the din is isa v'heter is bottle, but mamayna loy bottle. Let's say the Gemara gives a mashal, and the end of Beitza, I have in my hand 5 nickels, and then accidentally you drop a nickel into my hand, I say I have now 6 nickels. I can't identify which is your nickel, which is my nickels. So you say your nickel is bottle, but I can keep all the 6 nickels. And Gemara says, no, you can't identify, but you can't. There's no din of bitle b'roi, mamayna loy bottle, only isa. Isser is bottle, Tumah v'tara, the Gemara has Tumah is bottle, Isser is bottle, but Mamayna loy bottle. So just like if Tumah falls into Chulim Misukonim and it becomes bottle b'meya, Tzarech Laharim, the person who owns this taruis, the truma is batel b'meh, but you have to be mafresh that amount and give it away to the kohen, because the mamayin aloy batel, it's gezel ha-shevet. So the same thing over here. If you could, if the levi was ma'arim, he was a wise guy, he convinced the farmer to be magdim, to be mafresh, my serishim before my truma gedolah, in order to cheat the kohen, he has to make good what he cheated the kohen. So that's what the Gemara said, despite the fact that he's not finished, that the levi is not finished, he has to be mafrish a little bit more and give it to the kohen. That's a cheshbon din mamonos, but that's not trei for food. So that's what the Mishnah tells me, despite the fact that he has to make good on the hefsed mamon, the din is that it doesn't affect the kashrus of the matzah. The matzah was kosher matzah. That's a chiddush. That's what the Miri has, and it's mashman the Rambam like that. It has to make good. So that was the drosha of Reish Lakish. You don't have to be mafresh truma gedolah, but b'tam hepsed mamon you do have to. So why is it only higdima b'shibolim? What if higdima b'kri? Higdima b'kri he did shaloi kedin. Then he violated the din of today's Sedra and Parsha Mishpatim. But the Gemara says, why does Reish Lakish only say the din? Higdima b'shibam should be the same thing. Higdima b'kri nami lipater should be the same. I'm like, no. Alech ha-makrom, mikol matzin sechem tarim, it's called Trumas Hashem. You have to be mafresh truma from everything. Sometimes if you are magdim, if you are mafresh maiserishin before truma gedola, then you have to be mafresh both truma gedola and maisa mena maisa from the maiserishin. So Mar says, oh my royis, how do you know? You have two psukim. One pasuk says only ma'isa mena ma'isa ma'atilach v'lo truma gedola ma'isa mena ma'isa. The other pasuk says mekol matan sechem tarima. You always have to be a mafresh truma. And for the Gemara, no ha'yidgen v'haylo yidgen. If it already became tevel, then you don't have this kulam. So there's a Tosfos in Shabbos that they tell you to look on the Tosfos in Shabbos. Kuf, what is it? Kuf chav vamid beis. A little Tosfos in Shabbos. Maybe we'll start from that Tosfos tomorrow. Tosfos has two opinions, a real suffix on the din deraisa. What does it depend on? Okay. We'll stop here. This is an easy Gemara, not so hard. Very good.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Does Rebbe happen to have time for questions today?
Time till 4 o'clock.
Rebbe, just, I guess, two quick brachos questions.
Okay.
What would be the bracha on hard rice products, such as, you know, rice cakes?
I think the reason why we assume that if they cooked the rice and they didn't cook it long enough, it wasn't mismaech that you say huadoma, that's because they didn't really do a good job. But the rice cakes, I think that's normal to eat. So I think that you do say mezainus and you say barnefoshes at the end. I think rice cakes, it does soften, but then it becomes hard because it cools down. But I think it is. I think Rav Moshe probably has a tshuva about it. So I think Rav Moshe says like that. Got to take a look.
The second brachos question someone wanted me to ask Rebbe is when a person say Mishana Habrios for a person that is autistic or he has Down syndrome?
Shana Habrios on autistic? I don't think so. I think it's only if there's something abnormal in the physical growth. Autistic, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Rebbe, we mentioned today how if a person has, you know, an allergy to wheat and he's eating gluten and he eats these, you know, this matzah made out of British oats on Pesach that he should listen to, you know, other people.
Right.
But isn't there an issue like he's not going to be yotzei, let alone the bracha? He won't be yotzei achilas matzah, you know, on Pesach.
No, but he has no choice. He's not mechayev to eat matzah. He's going to get sick. Sometimes they can die. Sometimes it's life-threatening. And even if it's not life-threatening, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, you're not mechayev to eat matzah if you're going to get sick. Even if it's not going to be achilas sheyesh b'sakana. You're not mechayev to do a mitzvah if it's going to make you sick. Mitztaris pata min asuka if it's uncomfortable, but that's only suka because teshuva came to do. Mitztaris is not pata from other mitzvahs, but if by performing a mitzvah you're going to get sick, then you're not mechuyif. You're not mechuyif to do a mitzvah to get sick. Just like Rav Moshe writes, just like the zedin hamevazres al yevazres yosem yichaimesh, you're not obligated to spend more than 1/5 of your total savings to perform a mitzvah sasei, because that's called hoin rav. So to do the mitzvah in such a way that you're going to get sick, that's the only way to the mitzvah, that's also hein rav. That's probably in the first Igros Moshe. I think he has a tshuva. Someone is in an insane asylum, and he's healing. He's getting a process of getting better. And it's Rosh Hashanah. And if they're going to blow shofar, the doctors think that the shofar is going to, he's going to regress. It's going to take him back a couple of weeks, and it's going to take him longer to get better. So he says he thinks that you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to listen to Kiyah Shofar. It's going to make you sick. Even a chodesh ein besakana, not only chodesh ein besakana.
Can Rabbi please repeat? We mentioned in the beginning of Shir something about, Sal and Mitztarfim when it comes to Challah. Can Rabbi please repeat that in you?
Yes, there's a Mishnah that quote, I think Rabbi Lezer ben Yankim, Mishnah Challah says, the Tana has a Chiddush, Rabbi Lezer ben Yankim, I think, af, not only if you did Blila, you mixed everything all together, one big batch of dough, not only Neshiche, if you have two Isis of dough and you stuck them together in such a way that if you'll separate them, one will bite into the other, or this will bite into that, they won't be round the isis anymore. Even if you bake them already and you put everything that you baked into a basket, into the same basket, the hasal mitzar from lechala. That's also mitzar. So that's you become a chuyev. You didn't have a kashir. Each isa had less. They had 2 pounds of flour. You never had 3 pounds of flour. So you baked a little bit cookies, a challah, 2 pounds of flour, and you put it in a container. In a basket. Then you baked again 2 pounds of flour, put it in a basket. You baked another. So you have 10 pounds of flour. Everything was baked, made into cookies or cakes or challahs. And everything is in the same basket, but nothing was nilosh together. It wasn't noshech, it wasn't balu. So we pass on like that tana. Af haroide the sal, hasal mutzar from lachal. So I think the shiltis has the girs in the Mishnah. It's only mitzar from lachal if it's still, everything is still warm. They just finished baking it, and they just scraped it out. He did Radiyas Hapas. He just scraped it out, and he put everything into the basket when it's burning hot. And we paskin, even if it's not like the Shiltas, even if it's not hot now. I baked the Chalas 3 days ago, Metzoy Shabbos. Then yesterday I baked another 2 pounds of Chalas. Today I baked another 2 pounds. And I put everything in the same basket. So also Hasal Mitzar from the Chalas. The only thing is that some achleikus achrenim. What if you have these cookies are on one bag and the other cookies on the other bag and the other challahs on the other bag? Each one is in a separate container, and all the containers are in one big container. So that's a shayla. Is the sal, is the big sal mitzar for the challah, even though each individual amount was in a separate kli? What do you say? No, each one's in a separate kli, so it's not mitzar for the challah. So that's a achleikus achrenim.
I guess, Rebbe, just a side note. I don't know if Rebbe minds, but we're still recording. I don't know if Rebbe wants to like end the recording so that like the guys just have shir and not this Q&A. But if Rebbe doesn't mind, then like I don't mind. Continue. All right, Seder Gemor. Just a couple of random questions. When we were speaking about Garmi. There's a case in one of the Gemaras about Hamocher Shtarchov L'Chaviro V'Chazar U'Machalo.
Yes. And
can Rebbe please explain the mechanics of that case? Because it seems like an inherent contradiction. Meaning on the one hand, we're saying that the sale isn't Chal so that the Mocher is able to be Mochelet. But on the other hand, it seems like the sale is Chal because according to one opinion, the Kone is chayv to receive reimbursement because the mocher was mochel the shtar.
Yeah, the mechira is chal, yeah. Oh, the Rishayim discussed that. Why is that? The question that you're asking is a meritorious question. I sell the shtar chayv to someone else. He has the right to collect it. How can I turn around and be moichel? Let's say I have an apartment building and every month I collect the rent and then I sell the house to you and I still continue to go collect the rent. I'm a ganef. I sold the house to you, so it's yours. So you have the right to collect. I don't have the right to collect. How do I have the right to be moichel the shtar chayv? So that's the famous says Bedin Zeh Nemar Minishna Gimel Taimim. Because the Rishonim have three different explanations why it's so. But that's a big discussion. How do you understand that, then?
Rabbi, there's also, when it comes to Dover Shein and Miskaven, one of the examples is that a Bechor has so much blood that, you know, if you don't do anything, then it's going to die. There's excess amount of blood. And so the question is, can you, like, you know, do Hakaza and, you know, circumstantially you might make a mum. So Rabbi Yehuda says you got to let the animal die because you might make a wound. Dover Shein Miskaven is usur. But isn't doing the bloodletting, isn't that making a wound? Or I mean, I don't know the mitzias.
I don't think so. That itself is not a mum. It depends. Just letting blood come out, that's not a mum. It's a malach on Shabbos. Until it's neshama, but because ke'adam hu anefesh, but an mum and an animal is only if there's something that's going to be remain like that. I don't think it's even a mum oiver. It's not even a mum oiver. Mum oiver means it's going to heal by itself. It's not even a mum oiver. There was no mum in the first place.
Rabbi, when it comes to the luach and establishing Rosh Chodesh, we mentioned the Lefi Rambam that it's based off of the Jews and Eretz Yisrael that they observe, you know, Hanhage Rosh Chodesh. They say Hallel, say Musaf, and that is what, you know, established
Rosh Chodesh, right?
So was Hillel making the calendar? Was that just like a historic mark that we're not going to use Rias, you know, of the moon to establish the calendar? And according to the Rambam, what was the significance of Hillel making the calendar? Like, it's not based off of the calendar. It's based off the Jews. So
No, but the Jews are going to observe that day as Rosh Chodesh, the day that Hillel recommended. So he made this whole system that we follow today. We have a whole system. How would we decide any given month whether it has 29 days or 30 days? Because we want to avoid lo adu rosh. You don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall out on Aleph d'Alevov. Sheshes may Bereshes, Adam Rishon was created on the sixth day of creation. That was Rosh Hashanah. And that was on a Friday. That was the thing. In our calendar, Rosh Hashanah never falls out on Friday, never falls out on Aleph d'Alevov, never falls out on a Sunday or on a Wednesday or on a Friday. That was all Hillel instituted that before the days of Hillel. Whenever the witnesses came, they would come. So sometimes you would have Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday. Sometimes Yom Kippur would fall out on Sunday. But now it never happens like that.
Can Rabbi please elaborate, according to the Ramban, that, you know, Hillel was Mekadesh all future months. Through what mechanism was Hillel Mekadesh? Like he said, you know, Mekadesh once.
I hereby declare all the Rosh Chodeshim until Mashiach comes, and he will reconvene at Bezdin, and they will be Mekadesh al-Pi Hariyah, witnesses will come. Hereby declare all the Rosh Chodeshim in the future, according to the following system, as Rosh Chodesh, and I hereby declare all the years of Shana Mubarais according to this system, that every third year, every second year, will be Shana Mubarais, and all the rest will be Shana Pshuta, right? So he declared, he made all the years Mubarais, that are Mubarais, he made all the days when Rosh Chodesh is. One day Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, right?
So Rabbi, a nafka mina between the Rambam and the Ramban is if there are less than 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael, if either Ramban, there's still Rosh Chodesh b'chutz la'aretz.
Okay, yeah. The Rambam says that God promised us that not only there would be survivors if there'll be a Holocaust, that Klal Yisrael will survive. So he said there were always 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. If it would ever turn out that there are less than 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, the Rambam writes, means that God violated his promise that the Jewish nation will always exist. The Jewish nation only consists of those who live, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael.
Rebbe, I heard that certain Sephardi minyanim will sometimes give, Kohen to will give an aliyah, 3 through 7 to a Levi or a Kohen. Is it like a machlokas Shulchan Aruch and Ramah whether a Levi can or a Kohen can get aliyos other than the first two?
It is a machlokas. I don't remember if it's Mechaber and the Ramah. The Pashta says that after the first three aliyahs, you may give Kohen another aliyah. Kohen achar Kohen, you're not allowed to call. A Kohen after two Kohanim in a row, you're not allowed to call, because people will think that the first one, we just realized the first one is a Cholo, that's why we call the second one. But after he gave the first three aliyahs, the Pashta says, then you may call Kohen. But because I think the Ran on the Rif and Megillah says Kohen achar Kohen leikra means until after the Zayin Kruim, until after he finished all on Shabbos, after the 7 aliyahs, on Yom Tov, after the 5 aliyahs, until you finish all the number of aliyahs that you have to have, you shouldn't call another coin. So we're machmer for that. Unless you have a big simcha, bar mitzvah, shever brachas, and a lot of members of the family are there, you have a lot of kohanim, so then we're mekel. Then we will call kohanim in the middle. I remember I was once Shabbos, Parshas, Hazinu. Hazinu is a din, you're not allowed to make any hoisofas. So there was a bar mitzvah in the shul on Shabbos Hazinu, and the father, the bar mitzvah boy, the father and the grandfather were all 3 Kohanim, and they all wanted aliyahs. They weren't Shomer Shabbos, but they all wanted aliyahs. So they made hoisofas. So I was eating at the rabbi's home. Rabbi was a big Talmid Chacham. I was dating his daughter. So I was out of town. So I didn't marry his daughter. So on the way home from shul, I was telling the rabbi, you're not allowed to make hoisofas on Hazinu. He forgot the Gemara. And even b'dieved, if they stopped in the middle, the Dvar Avram has a tshuva. What if they stopped in the middle of an aliyah to make it into 2 aliyahs? They have to go back to the beginning of that aliyah, or can you continue where you are? Even b'dieved, he has a shayla, what do you do? So the rabbi never heard of it. But that's a din. In Hazina, you're not allowed to make hoisofa. You're not allowed to break. It's a poem. It has to be, you have to pause in the right place. If you pause in the wrong place in the poem, so you kill the whole poem.
I'm sorry, but Rebbe, just to clarify, I'm saying, like, let's say you have Parshas Naso, and the Gabbai wants to give this Levi Chamishi.
Yeah.
We're saying that that's a machlokas, and we're just machmir because of the Ran.
Machmir because there's one minority opinion like that, but if it's a Shas Hatchak, they give the example. The Mishnah Berurah said bar mitzvah or a neufruf, and you have a lot of relatives are there, and a lot of kohanim levim, then we're mekel. Then we follow the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin is that you may give, just shouldn't give kohen achar kohen, one after the other. But not to give within the Zayin Kruim, that's not called kohen achar kohen.
Can Rabbi please elaborate on what the difference is between a Kal V'Chomer Mefurosh and a Kal V'Chomer Sasum? I saw this in the Lamed Beis Midos, Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi Aglili.
I'm not familiar. Gotta take a look. Never heard of it.
Rabbi, do I have to say a bracha every time I put on tzitzis during the day? Or is it just that I say it once and then, I'm good for the rest of the day?
If you take off the tzitzis just for a brief amount of time and then you plan to put it back on soon, then Ashkenazim would not say another bracha. Sfardim would say another bracha. But if you take it off, let's say you're going swimming for an hour. You take off the tzitzis, then you get dressed again. So then an hour is a long pause. Half an hour is also. Let's say a guy takes a shower in the middle of the day. So how long does he sing in the shower? 15 minutes, 20 minutes. How long can he sing in the shower? So Shani puts back on the Arba Kantas, so he doesn't say an Ashkenazim would not say another brach. But if he's showering for half an hour or more, then that's a call to Hesar Adas, then you would. As far as them have the practice, they would say, what happened was, one day, the boys put on the talis and tefillin in Soloveitchik Minyan down the block in the Schattenstein building, and then there was no Minyan. There was no Minyan there that day. There was an early Minyan or later Minyan. They wanted in between. So they took off the talis nefillin, planning to come to the Glock based medrash. So then they had a shaila whether they say a bracha when they put it back on. So there's a difference between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. So I didn't realize they were both Sfardim. The two boys were both Sfardim who asked me. And I told them the psak for Ashkenazim, which wasn't right. Really, the dinner for them, they're supposed to say a new bracha on the talis and the tefillin. But for Ashkenazim, we say, even if you want, if you took off talis and tefillin, you plan to put it back on soon. As soon as you get to the other building, then Ashkenazim will not say another bracha. That's a machlekes in Mechaber and Ramah.
Can I please repeat why we shouldn't, you know, have das kona, a talis that it belongs to the shul, if we go up to be the shliach tzibor?
From Ayriv. If you're the shliach tzibor from Ayriv. Balayla, there's a, the Gemara says ksus laila, risim osa pratla ksus laila. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes is the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah tzitzit only applies by yom, doesn't apply balayla. So you never say bracha natalas balayla, period. And the Rosh follows the Bali Atosu that it's not a din laila versus yom, it's a din ksus laila versus ksus yom. Pajamas are not chayvin tzitzit, even if you wear them in the daytime. And a beged yom, a talis is chayv and tzitzis, even balayla. So if you're going to wear your own talis balayla, you're going to be kind of dushul's talis balayla, then it's going to be a machlik as the Rambam and the Rosh, where they say bracha, so sofik bracha's lachal. You won't say the bracha. So the Taz says, that's not right. To do a mitzvah and not say a bracha is not right. So you really should avoid that. So you should have in mind not to be kind of the talis shal beis haknesses. So you're not chayv in a bracha.
Rabbi, we mentioned maybe once or twice this year the stira in the Shulchan Aruch when it comes to whether mezuzos are, you know, deraisa or derabanan, and you know that shach that nowadays maybe renting, you know, you'd be chayiv in mezuzah from day one because of schiras kanya. I just want to clarify: is Rabbi Akiva Eger's pshat was that schira is, you know, it's based off Skira Lo Kanya, Skiras Kanya. Right. Is that arguing on Tosvos that it's about Dira?
It turns out that it's a difficulty. Rabbi Kevega says the reason why Tosvos says that rented is only Tosvos had two opinions. Why is it if you rent an apartment, why you want to chayv a mezuzah after 30 days? So one opinion is that it's only by the Rabbon and Mishum Marasayin, and Marasayin only begins after 30 days. The other opinion is no. Rented apartment is chayv min haTorah, but it's a diras haroi. If you own the apartment, then it's a diras kever from day number one. If you rented it, it's only a diras haroi till after 30 days. So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that rented apartment is only chayv min mezuzah med rabbana. Why? The Rabbi Kevega says because chivas lo kanya, because it's not called beisecha ubisharecha. You need shalcha, and chivas is not called shalcha. So then Rav Shach had the taina that bizbanazeh, we rely on the Tosfos and the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, that today we assume Tzchiras is Kanya. So Tzchiras is Kanya, so the Chiyah Mezuzah should be Min HaTorah from day number one. So you shouldn't have the 30-day grace period. You shouldn't say, wait till after 30 days, Mishum Marasayin. Bizman is Tzchiras Kanya, because Tosfos explains why, because in the days of the Gemara, if the landlord's apartment burns down, he can evict the tenant without any, even though the tenant didn't violate any clause in the lease. He can evict the tenant. But bizman is that we follow din and machusa, the landlord cannot evict the tenant unless the tenant violated something in the lease. So bizman is that, Tosfos says, it's chivas kanya. So that's Rav Shach's taina. Bizman is that, chivas kanya. So the chiv mezuzah should be min haTorah from day number one.
So Rabbi, this is, I understand that Rabbi Akiva Eger is explaining Tosfos's, you know, shot that is just Mishum Maris Ayin.
Correct.
Is this also within the opinion of Dira?
Dira's Keva, Dira's Arai. No, that was the other opinion of Tosfos. No. The accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that a rented apartment, the Chiyah Mezuzah is only with the Rabban and Mishum Maris Ayin. Not because 30 days because Dira's Arai versus Dira's Keva.
But I'm saying, even though we don't paskin like that second answer of Tosfos that, you know, after 30 days, it's called a diras keva. Mm-hmm. Lafi, that answer, though, even though we don't paskin like it, is it that, you know, Shechira is not Kanya? Because if it was, then we would have to say day one.
Right.
You know, so the entire Tosfos, both answers really agree that Shechira is lo Kanya.
Yeah, Shechira is lo Kanya. That's a Gemara, not by the Zara. Yeah. That a Jew is in violation of the din l'sabisayel abisach. If I rent an apartment to a non-Jew who's an Rebbe Abedizor, he's going to bring in a pesel. When someone is born, when someone dies on a holiday, and a religious holiday is going to bring in a pesel, so the Jewish landlord will be in violation of the din of l'sabisayel abisach. Mara says, why is the landlord over? But he rented it to the guy. So it's the guy's apartment. Mara says, no, Shechiras lo Kanya. It's considered the landlord's apartment. Not considered the tenant's apartment. The Tosfos says that that was only Bizman HaGemar, Bizman HaZeh, Shechiras is Kanya. So therefore, there's no Iser. If I rent an apartment to the Goy, and the Goy brings in Avodah Zarah, he's bringing it into his own home. The Balei Tosfos were in the practice, they would rent, they had real estate, and they would rent apartments to non-Jews of the Avodah Zarah, and it was a Dovah Yadua in advance, that the Goy is going to bring in a Pesel, a Tzelem, that he worships, he's going to bring in the pesel when it comes their holiday. And Tosfos said it's still mutter because Shechira is Kanya. So it's that the owner, the Jewish owner of the property is not in violation of Lo Sabisecha, Lo Sabisei Vel Beisecha. It's Beisel Shel HaGoy. It's not Beisel Shel HaJew.
Rabbi, just to clarify, this is my last question, Avi, then you could go. Can everybody please reiterate one more time, just so I could tell my friend, why we wouldn't say Mishana Habrios by people who are autistic? It's because, like, that's normal. It, not as normal, but it's Mesuyan.
I thought Mishana Habrios is only if you look at the person and you see right away that there's something strange. He's a midget, he's 7 feet tall, something unusual. But you look at an autistic person, I don't think he can tell right away. He can't tell that there's something physically different from him. So mentally, there's something different. Physically, he's the same as anybody else. I don't know. We got to look in Shulchan Aruch.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.
Does Rabbi have time for a few more silence?
Up till 4 o'clock?
Great. There are a few Heifi Kedushim and Yanim in the Yeshiva. Is it mutter to, what would be a valid reason that you would go to, not go to a normal minyan and you could go to a heifi?
In Shulchan Aruch, they only talk about Heichi Kedusha if it's so late before the Shkia that if you'll say a Chazor Sashatz, the Chazan will be saying the Mincha after the Shkia. So you're not allowed to. So then you have to do a Heichi Kedusha. At least you should answer Kedusha. But if you're davening early, that's not right. So Rav Soloveitchik said, even if he answered Kedusha, the Heichi Kedusha, and then everybody finishes davening the Tefillah Balachos, now the Chazan is obligated to repeat the Shemana Esrei and to say Kedusha again. Because he had 10 Jews daven Shemana Esrei and Mincha together, so they're mechuyif to have Chazoras Hashatz. Chazoras Hashatz not only in order to gain Kedusha, even if they already answered Kedusha, still mechuyif to do Chazoras Hashatz.
Even for Talmud Torah, it would not be acceptable to go to a Heifi Kedusha Minyan.
Yeah, that's not right. Talmud Torah is not Derechet Mitzvahs. You have to take out time from learning. The guy's such a big masman. He has to take out time from learning to listen to Chazoras Hashatz. Yes.
Okay. If the din is that if a married woman has hair that's uncovered, it's Erva, and so you can't say Kriyas Shema, you can't make brachos, you can't learn Torah. Does this apply to, like, your mother? If your mother's hair is uncovered?
Yes, strictly speaking, it should apply. The Aruch HaShulchan says that today, so many married women, in Lithuania, the women in the last century, from the early 1900s, a lot of the women didn't cover their hair. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, even though it's not a proper practice, but you can't say that it's a mokum shadarka lechasos. So he says it doesn't have a din of erva, even though they're not doing the right thing. They really should cover the hair, but you can't say that you're not allowed to daven keneg them.
Okay, I heard the Gura. He ends modim derabanan baruch ata Hashem kel ha'odaos. He doesn't say baruch kel ha'odaos. Which one is proper, which one does Rabbi do?
It's the Nusach in the Rishalmi, Baruch Atah Hashem, same thing by Baruch Nefashit, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayei Olamim. And the Bavli doesn't have the last line, not in Barnafoshes and not in Moedim Derabbanan. So the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif on Brachas writes about Barnafoshes that we do this compromise. We say, Baruchehu Elamim. We make a compromise. So the Beis Yosef made the same compromise by Moedim Derabbanan. That the Sarah Moshe said, so Mi'ikra Adin, the Barnafosh is really over when you say, Nevesh Kol Chai. So if someone else is saying Barnafosh, you should say Amen. If they say Nevesh Kol Chai, Amen. You shouldn't wait till they say Baruch Kel Haidos. And the same thing by Moedim Derabbanan, Rav Moshe's practice was that the Rashba learns in the Gemara that you have to bow Amoedim Tchila V'Sof, not only when you say Moedim in the Shemana Esrei, Moedim Derabbanan also you bow Tchila V'Sof. So when is Sof? Al Shanachna Moedimalach is the Sof. So Rav Moshe would bow down Al Shanachna Moedimalach, and then he would say, what do you say then? Baruch Kel HaHoidos. So he would say that not by bowing down. He would bow down Al Shanach Moedim Loch, and then he would say separately Baruch Kel HaHoidos, because the compromise means that the Bavli really holds the bracha, the Moedim Derabbanan is over. Al Shanach Moedim Loch, and Baruch Nefesh is over. Hachas Ban Nevesh Kol Chai. It's really over. And we just try to satisfy a little bit the Yerushalmi, but it's really not. The bracha is over before. Yeah.
So regarding the bowing during Moedim Derabbanan, should that be Mizrach? Does it have to be Dafka Mizrach?
Should really be Mizrach, yeah.
Okay.
Chatzilit to be facing Mizrach, yeah.
Generally, I daven, sometimes I'm in a minyan. All the Tehillim that we say when we put away the Torah, could I skip that and I would instead say Asher with them so I could catch Kedusha Desidra with the minyan?
Instead of doing what? Again, what are they saying?
Saying all the Tehillim with the congregation as they put back the Torah. Forget which Mizmar right now.
Daven Mizmar, yeah.
Could I start Asher at that point?
Yeah, you got to start Asher. I do that all the time, yeah. I can't dive so quickly, so I leave out a lot of things.
Okay. When should one, again, this is another thing, the Gra says you should only say Yihil Ratzon after you say Elokai Nitzor. So is this what should be done, or should you say Yihil Ratzon before Elokai Nitzor and afterwards?
That's a machlekes, the Rashba and the Raibit, I think, and the first Perek and Brachas, where the Gemara says you should say Yihil Ratzon at the end of the Shemana Esrei. So some are of the opinion it should be, that's the end, after Hamarachan Chavisah Bashalom, Yihil Ratzon and Merifi, the end of the Tefillah, the text of the Tefillah. Now others say, no, that should be at the end of all the Tachnun and Machat Tefillah. So the Shalor is the one who recommends you say twice, they satisfy the both opinions. So that's what I usually do. That's printed in the Siddur, that you say twice Yihil Ratzon, to satisfy the two opinions. In the Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that Yihil Ratzon is part of the Shemana Esrei. Let's say, if I finish the Mincha, and the Chazan is up to Kedusha already, I said, Hamarachas Hamisal Bashalom, and I didn't say Yihil Ratzon, I didn't finish Shemana Esrei yet, so you're not allowed to answer Kedusha. You have to first say Yihil Ratzon, and then that says in the Mechaber, that's the Rashba and the Ritva. And other Rishonim disagree. They hold, no, Yihil Ratzon is that should be at the end of all the Tachnunim Achat Tfilosa. But it's not, the Shemana Esrei ends at Habarachas Hamizah Bashalom, period. It's finished already. Yeah, so the Shalom recommends you say twice.
Sometimes I'm a chazan for mincha, and the talis that they would give me would not have tchelos on it. So should I have das not to be kodesh, or is it?
If you have das to be koneh, then you got to say bracha. Yeah.
But also, if it has no tchelos, then it could be bal tigre.
No. I don't know. That's the question. Are you in violation of bal tigre? You have no choice. They're not offering you another talis. They want you to wear this talis. Maybe there's no bal tigre if you have no choice. For so many centuries, they didn't have tchelos available. So that's the question. So the Beis Halevi says they were all in violation of Bal Tosif. So how are they allowed to do it? So he says, Ese dechalos ese, because they wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And under the circumstances, there's no tchelos, so they can violate Bal Tigra in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay. either that, or maybe od yeshlema, maybe there's no violation about tigra. If you have no choice. See, over here, if the shul doesn't have a talis with trela, so you have no choice. Rabbi Taubes was in Avelis. His father passed away about 2 years ago. So he would daven mincha every other day in a beis medrash. So he likes to wear trela. So I gave him permission to use my talis. I said, whenever you want to daven for an omen, you want to use my talis, you can have a mind to be kainer. He gave him permission. He can have a mind to be kind. So he would take my talis and my talman aslahachzir, and then he would put it back.